This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The countdown to the next primary ends today for John Huntsman. A withdrawal announcement expected 4 hours from now in Myrtle Beach, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
Yeah, Lisa, the former Utah governor had tried to position himself as a fully qualified, moderate, civil alternative to Mitt Romney. But now Huntsman's set to end his campaign and endorse Romney. Aides saying Huntsman believes Romney's the candidate with the best chance of beating President Obama. This move comes just hours before the Fox-sponsored debate here in the Palmetto State and less than a week after Huntsman's poor third-place showing in the New Hampshire primary. And Lisa, Romney's people say the move took them by surprise.
Well, Rich, on the heels of his Iowa and New Hampshire wins, Mitt Romney hitting a new high for any GOP candidate in the latest Fox News national poll. 40% for Romney compared to just 15% for second place Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul right behind him. Human error being blamed for a deadly cruise ship disaster in Italy as the search for more survivors or bodies from Friday's shipwreck continue. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen monitoring live in London.
Lisa, six people are now confirmed dead, with cruise operator Costa saying this morning the ship's captain wasn't following safety procedures and was too close to the shore. He eventually hit rocks. Passengers report panic on deck.
1 second, everything's fine. It was just a technical fault, then chaos.
Rescue workers remain on site, although their search is currently suspended after the ship slipped around 9 centimetres on the rocks it's perched on. Lisa.
Simon, thanks. France getting a vote of confidence from Moody's, maintaining France's AAA credit rating days after S&P decided to downgrade it, although Moody's is also warning that it does plan to update the markets, as it put it, during the first quarter. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. Not to sound greedy, but when I heard auto technicians preferred Interstate Batteries 5-to-1 over any other battery, I wondered why that one didn't prefer us too. Don't get me wrong now, 5-to-1 is pretty darn good, but 6-to-none would be better. So if that one is listening out there, hey, give me a call. Maybe we can do lunch. To find the dealer near you that prefers us, head to InterstateBatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get rid of the buzzes and noises. Get a new HD radio for your car and home and hear us with crystal clarity. We're broadcasting in HD. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Join Walden Brook Estates, an independent retirement community, for a taste of the sweet life, Tuesday, January 24th at 2 p.m. As a retirement community, we're well known for unmatched hospitality and great food. Now we're inviting you to a demonstration of our passion for gourmet desserts. Come sample what Walden Brook Estates residents enjoy every day. Get a taste of the sweet life, Tuesday, January 24th at 2 p.m. Please RSVP to 888-830-2045 and ask about our senior identity theft event on January 26th. Walden Brook Estates. We're living life for less.
2011 is officially on the books, but what will 2012 bring? Will the housing market or retail industry see changes? What about tourism? And what will A&M's move to the SEC mean for businesses? To find out all these answers, join the BCS Chamber on Wednesday, January 25th for the annual Economic Outlook Conference. Get the latest information on economic trends that could just help out your business. Space is limited, so reserve your tickets today. Call 260-5200 or go to bcschamber.org. That's Wednesday, January 25th from 8 to 2 at the College Station Hilton. Sponsored by Wells Fargo.
When it comes to your HR and administration needs, you need a million-dollar employee without the million-dollar salary. And GNA Partners is the right candidate for the job. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provides a dedicated team of experts to handle your HR, payroll, benefits administration, and risk management needs. And best of all, we'll never call in sick when you need us most. Minimize costs, increase productivity, reduce risk. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. To find out what GNA can do for you, go to milliondollaremployee.com.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
when you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW. Think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Foul Digits Awful Good Chicken Fingers, and the Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses that sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Was Mitt Romney a job creator or a corporate raider? That's the question conservatives are asking.
Mitt Romney's campaign boasts of the jobs the Republican presidential candidate created while running private equity firm Bain Capital. What it doesn't talk about is Romney's experience eliminating jobs.
Mitt Romney insists he was a job creator. The fact is, he spent much of his time at Bain Capital destroying jobs. Like a vulture, he hunted for vulnerable companies. He took them over, loaded them with debt, and collected whopping fees. He cut cost and cut jobs and picked at the remains, including pension funds, before companies went bankrupt. Mitt made hundreds of millions. Thousands were left jobless. Some might call that the free market at work. Most of us think it's just plain wrong. The left will attack Romney's image as a job creator in the coming election. His record at Bain will render him unelectable. Think you know Mitt? Think again. Paid for by Winning Our Future. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 63 degrees right now, and a very un-January-like high today in the mid to upper 70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Seven people injured and five cars involved in a chain reaction accident meant major traffic problems in Bryan Sunday night. It happened just before 8 p.m. on North Harvey Mitchell Parkway at Pinewood, just south of Villa Maria. Police say a pickup was rear-ended by the driver of an SUV. The SUV driver was getting out when their vehicle was hit by a third driver, who then hit the SUV driver. A fourth vehicle was stopped for the accident, but was then hit by a fifth vehicle, which then hit the first one involved. None of those injured was seriously hurt. Police shut down both directions of Harvey Mitchell Parkway for 2 hours while the accident was investigated and cleaned up. Three of the drivers were cited for failing to control speed. The Better Business Bureau is taking nominations for the BBB Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. The Torch Award centers on ethical behavior in the marketplace of for-profit businesses of all sizes. President Bill McGuire says it's a way for you to say thank you to your favorite company.
This is a way for consumers of those businesses, customers, patients, whatever you are, to those businesses to give a little something back to them for the good service or the exemplary service that they've provided you through the years.
Three Torch Awards will be handed out based on the size of the business, small, medium, and large. McGuire says this BBB region covers 18 counties, and they hope to receive nominations from all of them. You can find more information and a nomination form online with this story at WTAW.com. Friday the 13th was a good day for drivers in the area of University and Welburn. TxDOT says the ramps connecting the intersection are now open, completing a construction phase that began before the holidays. That's welcome news with the spring semester starting tomorrow. Drivers should still watch out for construction workers putting on the final touches that will cause temporary lane closures. And in a related item, traffic signals at the intersection that were operating in red flash mode should be back to their normal sequences. Bryan School District patrons had the opportunity to complete an online survey about future traffic priorities. BISD's Sandy Ferris has reviewed 62 pages of responses.
It's evident that there's a little bit of misinformation out there on how budgets are constructed. Just everything from some people think we pay school board members. We do not. Those are volunteer positions.
The purpose of the survey was to suggest where to cut $3 million from the Bryan ISD budget. A federal appeals court has cleared the way for immediate enforcement of a new abortion law in Texas.
The new law requires doctors to conduct a sonogram before performing an abortion to show the woman the image, to play the fetal heartbeat aloud, and describe the features of the fetus. Department of State Health Services spokeswoman Carrie Williams.
We have about 40 licensed abortion facilities, but this also is going to affect ambulatory surgical centers and hospitals that may also provide abortions in some situations.
The order clears the way for state health services to issue rules for complying with the law and to prosecute doctors who do not obey it. For TSN News, I'm Kurt Andrews.
Just outside the Brazos Valley, a one-year-old boy is dead after being mauled by his family's pit bull at his grandparents' home in Magnolia. Montgomery County Sheriff's officials say the boy was mauled Saturday night inside the home. When a deputy responded about 8 p.m., the dog lunged and the deputy shot the dog. It's not clear if the dog was killed. The boy was home with his 45-year-old grandmother at the time. She was not hurt. The boy and his mother had recently moved in with the grandparents. Authorities have not released any identities. If Governor Rick Perry's presidential hopes weren't dead already, they could be now.
As far as getting major support from the Christian right, Governor Perry did not make it past the first ballot during a meeting of the nation's top evangelical leaders. About 150 Christian conservatives gathered at a ranch in Brenham, Texas over the weekend to decide on an alternative to Mitt Romney. They chose Rick Santorum. Perry responded on CNN.
I have been in this business long enough to understand that you're not going to get everybody to love you.
Perry backer Pastor Jeffries from First Baptist did not attend. He has said in the past that Christians view Mitt Romney's Mormon faith as a cult. Jeffries said millions could stay home unless Romney gives them a reason to turn out. Romney has flip-flopped on abortion. Barb Smith, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 6:11 at 63 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I tell all my friends that my dad's nice.
I tell all mine that he gives great prices.
I want everyone to know that Team of Navasota, we're really nice, and we always give a great price.
Like a new Silverado discounted up to $9,000 at Team Chevy.
Nice price.
Or get a new Chevy Cruze for just $199 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Considerable cloudiness across the region for today. It'll be breezy. Temperatures are going to be very close to 75 degrees this afternoon. Lots of clouds tonight. We may have a shower across the area. Lows overnight near 60. Clouds for tomorrow. There's the chance of a shower too. Highs anywhere from 70 to 75. Turning much colder tomorrow night. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy and 40. During Wednesday, we'll have partial sunshine. Highs on Wednesday close to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Well, the NFL is down to a Final Four, and there will be a new Super Bowl champion, but unfortunately for the Texan fans, it won't be their team. We will talk about that. The Aggie basketball team, boy, this is a quick turnaround after beating Texas Tech on Saturday afternoon at Reed Arena. They're back on the court this afternoon at 4:30 at Missouri. We'll tell you about that, too, and more coming up in sports.
At 4:30.
Yeah, it's an MLK Day special deal with ESPN. There's going to be four straight games on ESPN, and A&M in Missouri is the second one, and it'll end tonight with Baylor at Kansas, which ought to be pretty good. So,
you know, that should be a fairly good contest.
Yeah, the co-leaders in the Big 12, undefeated Baylor, and so anyway, that's the reason for that.
Gotcha. Yeah,
that's right.
That Baylor game, and then Baylor, I guess, will be playing Missouri sometime soon. That might be a fairly good ball game. Yeah, I was looking at the Texas A&M basketball schedule.
It's out now, you know. It has been
for a day or two.
Yeah, it has. Right.
If they would just win their next three Monday games.
Speaking of microphone, I mean.
that would help a great deal.
Oh, sure.
Because you got the Missouris, and then I believe you have the Baylors, and then you have the Kansases.
Second time I've had a problem with an open mic in about 48 hours.
I mean, granted, it's three teams in the top five, but, you know.
Well, Big 12's tough. No doubt about it.
Tell me about the open mic. What's going on there?
I thought you knew.
No, I didn't.
Because I had a Twitter follower ask me that and ask me what happened. So.
I didn't do a lot of tweeting this weekend. Pray tell. Was it at the Big Palace?
It was. Uh-huh. It was at the little gymnasium.
Gymnasium?
Where we play the basketball. Where we bounce the rubber ball.
Yeah.
That's the leather
right.
ball at in this case.
Yeah.
The cafeteria? No. What happened is I had left my microphone open. Which, you know, just to give you the mechanics, it is a matter of pushing a button. Okay, it's not a foot pedal like it is with football. It's a matter of pushing a button.
Uh-huh.
And if I push one button, I talk to the marketing people that helps coordinate the contest. If I push the other button, I talk to however many thousands of people are sitting in the stands.
That's right.
And I was trying to ask the marketing people, what are they calling
because the crowd had adopted one of the tech players and had given him a nickname.
Oh, how nice. Isn't that wonderful? And
did he have a little placard that said, I'm homeless, adopt me? Or? No, he had floppy hair. They were calling him Bieber.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And so I couldn't understand what they were saying, and so I was going to ask someone, you know, what are they saying? And I got about, what are, and now here, what are you?
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what happened.
Oh, but apparently, so it could have been worse.
So much.
Yeah, I see.
But apparently what, you know, the way it sounded was the Twitter message that I got was, did Chase Murphy just say honeycomb over the PA system at Reed Arena?
Oh, very interesting.
Are we talking breakfast cereals?
Wow.
So, yeah, it was good.
All right, there. 616. So Sesame Street, of course, has been around for a long time. And, I mean, it has been responsible, for helping kiddos learn to read. And when they do a letter, here's an audio example.
The letter B.
Mm-hmm. A little musical interlude, sure.
Yeah. It's a banana. No, it's not a banana. It's a ballerina in a banana. She's beautiful.
So, there you go.
The letter B.
Oh,
yeah. And they do that for every letter,
right? Uh-huh, sure they do.
Well, if a petition has its way, a future episode of Sesame Street will be brought to you by the letter B for breastfeeding.
Really?
A group of breastfeeding mothers.
Oh, Scott.
And their supporters everywhere. I guess those are called bras, aren't they? would that make sense?
Well played, my
Thank
friend.
You. Would like to show the feature more nursing mothers. At some point,
we're talking Sesame Street.
Yeah,
here.
At some point in the recent past, Sesame Street swapped breasts for bottles when discussing feeding babies.
Yeah, because apparently they have had them on in the past.
Yeah, as of Wednesday, more than 5,000 people had signed an online petition titled "Bring Breastfeeding Back to Sesame Street," in the hopes of changing that.
You know, I've come to the conclusion that in a public debate, I would just about as soon as debate someone on abortion.
Yeah, I know. Because
I don't know of a more militant topic. How about that? I'm not even going to say one side or the other, but I don't know of a topic that gets more heated faster than the topic of breastfeeding.
Tell you that to tell you this. A lady in Sweden accused of doing something even riskier behind the wheel. The local says 30-year-old woman is charged with breastfeeding her baby while driving.
Oh, well, that is dangerous.
She ought to be arrested for that.
Cops say two of her children were in car seats, but the youngest was propped on the steering wheel.
Good grief, lady. Do you need a television? You got three kids in car seats? You know, pregnancy is 100% preventable.
Lady ended up crashing into a truck. Her airbags were deployed. Nobody seriously hurt.
That's a thousand wonders it didn't kill the kid.
Could have hurled the baby into the back seat.
Yeah.
And my thought is, you know, if the kid had a tooth, he'd go, ow, and pull to the left.
Yeah. I'll show you. Yeah, well, I have some cramped quarters.
Could have pulled to the right, I guess.
Depends on info.
Mason.
Yeah.
So many things you can say and you just can't.
Yeah.
Today's show is brought to you by the letter A, which means auger.
Auger. Think that baby has stretch marks on his mouth?
Oh, God.
Wow.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Hey, good morning. It's 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is. And happy birthday to you if it's yours this day on January the 16th. Let's start off with A.J. Foyt.
Oh, A.J.
The race car driver. He living to be a ripe old 77.
Living actually down there in Waller County,
say,
isn't he?
Does he live in Waller?
I mean,
because he had his racing. Well, no, he closed that, didn't he?
Did he? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think they may have.
They name a dang street after him. They can't be closing.
Man, that's the perils of it when you start naming stuff after living folks.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Four-time Indy 500 winner he was. 77 years old.
He could always call and set us straight. Come on, AJ, I dare you.
Yeah. There you go. Ronnie Millsap's birthday is today. Man. Yeah, he turns 60. Well, I got a 68 and a 69.
I got a 69 here.
Okay, well, we'll go with 69. He's a singer.
He's not here to defend himself.
What a singer, though.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, I got some of him on my iPod. I sure do. Maybe the most annoying person that's ever been on WTAW, Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Her birthday is today.
Aside from various callers, but yeah
that's true. Is 65.
And us, depending on what day you can.
We can rival her if we want to. John Carpenter, the director of horror films like Halloween classics and stuff like that, is 64 years old. And Debbie Allen, the dancer, choreographer, and actress, turned 62. Nigerian-born singer, is it Sade?
Sade
is 53 years old, and actress Kate Moss turns 38 years old. Albert Pujols, former St. Louis Cardinal, and now he's going to be an L.A. Angel.
A richer angel,
is 32 years old today. And Mason Gamble starred in the movie Dennis the Menace. He was the little Dennis. He was 7 then. He's 26 today. Yeah. Actor Richard T. Jones, he was in Judging Amy, is 40 years old today. And that's all I got. No, wait, here's another one. Country singer Jim Stafford.
Oh.
You remember him?
Yeah. I don't like spiders and snakes.
Yeah, that's right. And he was married for a while to
Bobby Gentry,
yeah. He's 68 years old. Yeah. That's what I got.
Now, a couple of people have passed, but Ethel Merman.
I heard no business like show business.
See, which is terrible because she probably sang ballads, too.
You'll be swell. You'll be great. Look at him.
I can hear him high-kicking
as he does this.
That's right. And was married for a while to
Ernest Borgnine.
And the world is better that they did not procreate.
104 she would have been today. And Frank Zamboni.
What
he did.
He tripped on a cube of ice one day and said, we need to smooth that out.
Yeah. Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
Earlier this week, Michelle Obama makes the point that people have tried to portray her as, quote, an angry black woman. And here's Michael Moore. He's making comments. If you didn't vote for Obama, he's pretty much saying you're a racist.
The only white age group that President Obama won was 18 to 29 year olds. He lost every other white age group. So, I know that may sound depressing, but the hopeful part of it is our young people, they're going to fix this. You know this. Those of you my age, our kids, they're not bigots. They're not homophobes.
Yes, therefore those people are racist. Well, how about we just disagreed with his philosophy, his ideology? Couldn't be that, right, Michael? Buckle up. This election in 2012 is going to be brutal.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Think you know Mitt? He claims to be pro-life. But here's what he told voters of Massachusetts when he was running for governor.
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose and am devoted and dedicated to honoring my word in that regard. I will not change any provisions of Massachusetts' pro-choice laws. And with regards to this issue of age of consent, it is currently 18 years old. If one wants to have an abortion younger than that, one must have the permission of one parent. And if a parent doesn't go along, one can go to a judge or justice to get that permission.
Huh? He said what?
If a parent doesn't go along, one can go to a judge or justice to get that permission.
You heard right. Mitt thinks judges should be able to give a minor permission to get an abortion over the objection of her parents.
One can go to a judge to get that permission. One can go to a judge to get that permission. One can go to a judge to get that permission.
Think you know Mitt? Think again. Paid for by Winning Our Future, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Don't be confused by the name change. We're in the same location with the same great dentist. We just have a new name. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Arentz with Arentz Family Dentistry, formerly CarePlus Dental on Villa Maria. My husband Jim and I have provided excellent care and professional service to the Brazos Valley since 1984. We use state-of-the-art technology in every procedure. We offer the finest and most advanced dental care for your entire family. Call 268-1407. Like us on Facebook or visit arentzdds.com. That's ArentzDDS.com.
woefully unprepared for retirement. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. If workers don't start planning for retirement, it could have big implications for the economy. A Wells Fargo retirement fitness survey found nearly three-quarters of respondents don't have any idea how much they'll be able to spend when they retire. The findings of a Harris poll were even scarier. More than a third of respondents have no retirement savings at all. Advertising executives tell the WallStreetJournal.com we'll see a lot of humor and raunchiness in print and TV ads this year as advertisers attempt to stand out from the crowd. Don't be surprised to hear or see bad language in ads as marketers attempt to grab the attention and respect of younger consumers. The latest survey of travel reviews by TripAdvisor.com puts Nashville at the top of the list of vacation hotspots. Markets are closed for the Martin Luther King holiday. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at OfficeMax. But the gorilla marketing sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. Well, he is about the size of the $10 OfficeMax gift card you get just for buying $49 or more of HP ink. A free gift card is a big deal. Our gorilla... not so much. Find all the big deals now at OfficeMax. Offer ends Saturday, limit 2.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. Kind of windy today. 15 to 20 miles an hour, gust up to 25. They're out of the south. Our high is going to be 76 or so today. The low tonight, 62. Well, what a change in the weather we had over the weekend. Because our low last night, you know, that's middle 60s. Then tomorrow, about 70. Our low tomorrow night is 37, and then 60 for Wednesday, 70 for Thursday, 72 for Friday. Still kind of changing. Right now, winds are out of the south at 12 miles an hour, overcast skies, and as I said, we've got 64 degrees out there.
What you or your kids post online can come back to haunt you in ways you probably never imagined. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
So does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
In business, every day is a compromise between what you want and what your budget will allow. Face it, compromise stinks. But with Staples and HP, you don't have to compromise your printing with no-name cartridges. Switch to original HP and get up to $30 in Staples rewards. Just recycle up to 3 HP generic cartridges and buy HP ink or toner on the same day. That's $10 in rewards for each cartridge recycled. Switch to HP. The number one brand in printing is the number one value. Staples. That was easy. One time only. Offer ends 2/25/12.
We've all heard the caution to be careful about what you post on Facebook or elsewhere online because it could come back to bite you.
35% of employers say that they will not hire a person because of a Facebook post, primarily having a drink in your hand.
Attorney Lori Andrews, author of the book I Know Who You Are and I Saw What You Did.
One 24-year-old school teacher went to Ireland and she posted 700 photos of Ireland. There's one of her having a beer at the Guinness factory, and she was forced out of her job as a high school teacher.
The police and other agencies are paying attention to what people post.
For example, courts are using this information, so they might take custody of a child away from a woman just because she has a sexy photo up on Facebook. In addition, courts have used evidence that from a Facebook picture of a kid wearing gang colors to charge that kid as being a gang member.
If and until the laws are ever changed, your online life, whether real or not, can be used against you. Lori says even the IRS looks at Facebook pictures
to see if you have possessions that seem to be more than you should be able to afford on your salary. Homeland Security searches for the use of certain terms, and it's become a big resource for law enforcement.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Today, I'm test driving a certified pre-owned BMW along with an array of other cars. So far, not only does a CPO BMW outperform other pre-owned cars, it outperforms some new cars as well. This might be why BMW is the number one selling pre-owned luxury brand and even surpasses some brands in new car sales, like, say, Audi, Acura, and Infiniti. This car looks and feels like new. It's rigorously inspected, backed by a 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan, and an ultimate driving machine through and through. Yeah, I like door number one. A certified pre-owned BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
WTAW News Time, 631, 64 degrees right now at the studios, mid-70s for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A chain reaction accident shut down a major Bryan Road for about 2 hours Sunday night. The five-car pileup began just before 8 p.m. on Harvey Mitchell Parkway at Pinewood, just south of Villa Maria. Police say a pickup was rear-ended by an SUV. When the SUV driver stopped and got out of their vehicle, they were rear-ended by another vehicle who then hit the SUV driver. A fourth vehicle stopped for the accident but was hit by a fifth driver who also hit the first vehicle involved. Seven people were taken to the hospital for what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. Three of the drivers were ticketed for failure to control speed. Harvey Mitchell Parkway was shut down in both directions for 2 hours while police investigated the accident and the scene was cleared. Bryan School District officials are reviewing responses from an online survey related to future spending. BISD's Sandy Ferris says they've received excellent feedback.
There weren't a lot of questions on the survey, and I think some people were concerned that only some areas were mentioned as being looked at as far as cuts. That's not true. That's just some representative things that were listed there. But that the last of part of the survey gives people a chance to write as much as they want.
Administrators say they have to reduce spending by $3 million. The Better Business Bureau needs your help to find three deserving companies in the area for the BBB Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. The BBB is taking nominations for the award, which centers on ethical behavior in the marketplace. President Bill McGuire says it's important for the community to recognize excellent business practices.
I think it's a wonderful way for businesses that are operating in an ethical manner and have for years and years, especially if it's a mom and pop or whether it's a large business, you know, it's a great way for them to understand that there are people out there that really believe in them and are glad that they're here taking care of all of us.
One small, one medium, and one large business will each receive a Torch Award this April. For more information and nomination forms, check out this story online at WTAW.com. With the return of Aggie Nation from the holidays comes the reopening of the University and Welborn Road intersection. That's welcome news as the semester starts tomorrow. The major crossing was closed before the holidays for construction. TxDOT announced Friday that all the ramps have reopened and traffic signals have returned to their regular sequences after operating in red flash mode. Now, you do still need to be careful in that area, though. There will be temporary lane closures for striping and marking the area. The list of Republican presidential candidates is about to get smaller.
Former Utah Governor John Huntsman tried to position himself as a fully qualified, moderate, civil alternative to Mitt Romney. But now Huntsman's set to end his campaign and endorse Romney. Aides saying Huntsman believes that Romney is the candidate with the best chance of beating President Obama. The move comes just hours before the Fox-sponsored debate here in the Palmetto State and less than a week after Huntsman's poor third-place showing in the New Hampshire primary. Romney's people say the move took them by surprise. In Myrtle Beach, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
U.S. Senator John Cornyn will discuss the dangers of what he calls Washington's overreach before the Austin Economic Club today. The speech is titled Too Big to Succeed, and the Republican plans to speak today about how excessive federal regulation has limited the ability of Texas and the nation to create jobs. Cornyn is expected to argue that Washington has stood in the way of his state and the country achieving otherwise sustainable economic recovery. A very controversial Stop Online Piracy Act comes up for debate in the House this week, but without a key provision.
The bill sponsor, San Antonio Congressman Lamar Smith, has dropped a provision that requires Internet service providers to block access to foreign sites which sell pirated material. Smith says the bill will continue to try to choke off access to those sites.
We have every right to do so and should do so because it's costing American consumers and businesses and inventors about $100 billion a year.
The measure still contains another controversial provision which requires U.S. search engines like Google to stop linking to the sites or accepting advertising from them. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 635. It's 64 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
For 4 days only and for 48 hours, how about getting up to double the tax off on your furniture purchase at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station? Or get up to a whopping 48 months of no-interest financing. Right now, the more you buy, the more you get at Ashley Furniture Home Store. You have to come in when the doors open today at 10 a.m. to take advantage of our 4-day, 48-hour sale at Ashley Furniture Home Store in College Station. Double the tax off for 48-month interest-free financing ends at 8 p.m. today.
It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, got that for you. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm for today with temperatures reaching the mid-70s this afternoon. We'll have lots of clouds tonight. Could see a stray shower. Remaining mild overnight, lows in the lower 60s. Clouds for tomorrow, there's the possibility of a shower. Temperatures, they're going to have the tendency to be in the low 70s. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy and much cooler tomorrow night with a low in the lower 40s. Wednesday looks to be partly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Baltimore at New England, New York at San Francisco. That's your two conference championship games next Sunday. Two of those teams will meet in the Super Bowl in Indianapolis. We'll talk about that. And Aggie basketball, they're back on the court this afternoon at Columbia, Missouri. That and more coming up in sports.
See, I love that about the NFL because I know I can tune in at about 10 till 3 and watch the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you turn it on then, and if it's, you know, like 30 to 13, you go, eh, forget that. And or you can watch the end of the ball game.
Well, I tell you what, that that finish, all you needed to watch was about the last 4 minutes of that, of that 49ers and New
that
Orleans game the other day
on
Saturday.
That actually marginally restored my faith in the National Football League.
Did it?
That it could be exciting.
Because
most of the time the NFL is pedestrian.
I mean, I was pulling for New Orleans because I like Drew Brees, okay, but you know, but then you could just go back and forth with your emotion on that. You think they've lost, they got it, they lost, they got it. Oh, they lost. But it's an amazing game.
I'll tell you what, that Jim Harbaugh is a heck of a football coach.
Yeah, he's done a pretty good job, hasn't he?
Yeah, and that Smith fella can play some quarterback. Aggies remember that.
Yeah,
evening in Utah one time. Yeah,
yeah. Because
speaking of,
we knocked him out of the game the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of people who the Aggies have seen, this Adamakan Sue, is that his name? Is that right?
Yeah, you know, from Nebraska. He was on the panel over the weekend.
What was up with that?
All right, now you see, and that's my whole point, okay? Uh-huh. Now, I didn't see Saturday, but I saw Sunday. Now, here's this guy, Adamakan Sue, who we saw, and he looks like a man among boys in college. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt about it.
But, you know, on Thanksgiving Day, he took some guy from the other team, and he slammed his head in the ground three times and then stomped on his arm.
That's right.
And they said he was just trying to get his balance back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and that was the fifth time that he had been disciplined for some sort of a problem on the field. So his agent, of course, wants to repair his image as best he can to show that he's just like us. And stupidly, CBS says, hey, let's put him on the panel.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Makes perfect sense.
And then they bring him out with former fat boy Jared to tell us what his favorite Subway freaking sandwich is.
And I just caught a glimpse of Jared. I didn't have the sound up. But am I wrong? But is Jared packed on a few?
Well, he's not what he was before.
Well, I didn't think so.
Oh, is he falling back to the steak and cheese now at Subway?
Well, no. I mean,
getting the mayonnaise and the cheese?
He's not like he was, you know, before.
Not getting the baked lays?
It seems like he's... It looks like he was fuller of face than before.
And I don't know if it matters to y'all. There was a time back a long time ago in TV when they had what they basically called a program-length commercial where John Cameron Swayze would sit there with What's My Line and it would say Camel cigarettes right in front of him. Okay, so you'd see that the entire time. Well, you know, they roll Jared out with his little table and his two Subway sandwiches and they keep cutting back to him. And he's, you know, he's G-ing and hawing with the guys on the panel. I mean, hey, Adamakan, what's your favorite Subway sandwich? And he does it, and then James Brown goes, hey, he did that without a script. It's a sandwich! God!
He did it without a script. I missed that part.
I'm looking at this going, really? Is this where we are now? Oh. Okay. Well, maybe, you know.
Once again. This morning show is brought to you by the letter A for auger.
I went, and that was fine. I stood there and watched that, but fortunately I was standing up with the remote in my hand, and I went, okay, click, because if they're going to keep talking to him. I know that Bill Cowher had to want to come over the table at him. Why they got that fat kid in here with the sandwiches? We're talking football here.
Yeah, I was, you know, because I like Bill Cowher.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would love to have known what he had to say about that.
And well, you know what? They handed him the check and said, how's this?
Well, I was going to say, he remembered where his bread's buttered.
That's right, Don't know that he's been to Subway, but, you know, he's glad they're there. Well, I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but do you know who if you've got the singers nearby.
I will. Milk it for about 6 seconds.
Okay, if you know, in fact, and by the way, he had movies at his big white house on Pennsylvania Avenue, both Friday and Saturday night.
Right? Did he?
We don't know if Malia and Sasha got into the popcorn or not.
What did they see?
And the butter-flavored grease. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Saturday night, Iron Lady was ordered up, and I'm not sure what was Friday. Oh, Red Tails. Red Tails was Friday night.
Oh, well, also.
And then Iron Lady. So anyway, but...
He does get a preview, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama. And it's appropriate this morning that we would have the singers with us. Because it appears that the president has once again found religion.
Really?
I know that November is, off in the misty distance from us. But he has attended church, did that yesterday with his family for the third time in the last month. So,
oh, my gosh.
There you go. Last month,
I bet he didn't go to Sunday school, though.
Careful, he's going to get put on a committee if he goes on that office.
That's right.
Volunteered
for something. They're going to ask him what he's bringing for the cover.
They move around.
Taking up the offering.
He's already doing that.
Yeah, no kidding. It's not an offering, Scott.
That's true. Nothing voluntary about it.
The church doesn't kick your door in and threaten to send you to prison if you don't give.
He and the family walked across Lafayette Park in front of the White House to attend church services at St. John's Church. Then they attended Christmas services at the Marine Base in Hawaii, and yesterday there at the Zion Baptist Church. So, see, they're still shopping.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he's going to be on the building committee anytime soon.
No.
They're just shopping.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're looking around for the perfect church, you're never going
to
find it.
Yeah, so. That's right. Just you need to be in there and just be among.
That's right.
Always remember to turn around and meet. Meet the people behind
Read your
you.
Neighbor.
New. That's right. It's important stuff. Anyhow. He just wants to sit someplace where he can raise his chin and look down his nose at whoever's out there. Mitt Romney appears well on the way to winning the GOP nomination. You heard the story this morning.
Yeah, he's going to get the endorsement of Mr. Huntsman, right?
John Huntsman, your boutique campaigner. I mean, again, guy just makes too much sense to be. He's a reality candidate, and you can't talk reality to the electorate. They don't want to hear that. They just don't want to hear that.
So we'll have just, what four on the...
Well, you know, if you're talking about Virginia, you'll just have two.
Yeah, because Perry and Gingrich, right?
That's right.
Yeah, no, I was talking about the debate tonight.
Oh, I guess that's right.
So it's another day that ends in Y. We've got another debate.
Yeah. Well, they're going to see now they're going to have to ooch those podiums closer together.
Oh, that's right.
Rick's getting closer to the middle again.
Yeah, Rick, right. Rick figures he's in every shot, though.
Yeah.
That way, you know, they can't, unless they do a one shot, he's going to be in everything.
It's obvious that he's gunning for the VP nomination, but is he the Republican version of Joe Biden?
Well, man.
Just in terms of. Really not much of a filter.
We're talking about Perry, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a little more polished.
I watched the that Huckabee Forum on, I guess it was Saturday.
Yeah.
Did you all watch that?
No. I saw a little of it last night.
Yeah, well, it was a forum where they had each one of them out individually to answer questions. Right. Gave each one of them about 10 minutes.
Right.
And quite honestly, guys, I thought that the most forthright and the most substantive person was Rick Perry. I really did. That was my opinion when it was all over.
Yeah, yeah. I may go back and look at it. I may not. I liked Huntsman. but again, Huntsman is a realist. And realists don't get elected president of the United States. You got to have this vision thing. So I guess today at 10 o'clock, why did you think that Perry was the...
I just thought that he had less of just the rhetoric. And, you know, I want to make America great again, and I want to bring back America. Well, it was less of that and more meat than, you know, the things that he was saying. Well,
reference what Chase just said.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe stumping for VP.
Maybe so.
And, I don't know. I mean, generally people think he's going to suspend his campaign by the end of the month. Mm-hmm. So we're in the last 2 weeks there. And part of that, there was an interesting article I read over the weekend. Part of that is, you know, he had millions left. And if he spends that, his political consultant crony buddies get the money. You know what I'm saying? So, once again, possibly rewarding some of his friends for that stuff. I know. Washington Examiner had an interesting thing. If you consider about people who have celebrity who run for president and what happens afterwards. Mike Huckabee, who was relatively unknown aside from being a friend of Ben Downs. That's what it says right here.
Yeah, what it says.
Right. Yep, it says right here.
I think pretty sure that's in his bio.
Yep, matter of fact. He ended up with a pretty good contract from Fox News. He's title-wise, I think, a vice president at Fox News. And he's worth about $5 million.
Mm.
Then there's Sarah Palin. And, you know, before John McCain
blindsided everyone.
Yeah, with her.
we would have never heard of her otherwise.
Was worth about $1 million. Now she's worth 12 times that much and gets $100K for every speaking engagement. So
does she really?
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
So what you're saying is it can be very profitable to just run for president.
Herman Cain was on Bortz last week and said his speaking fee is twice what it was before he announced.
You know mine is too.
Folks everywhere know that Fibermax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality. But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, Fibermax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of Fibermax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding Fibermax cotton from Bayer Crop Science, and weave a global connection of quality that is pure Fibermax.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you were to poll Texas nurserymen, they'd tell you many of their customers come in with the very same questions. I've assembled a few of the most important current ones in the hopes that they'll be of help as we serve out the balance of the winter. I'll be back with gardeners' most asked questions from late winter right after this message. Get one of the few remaining copies of my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar, the single publication that gives you all the details of when you need to do everything in your landscape and garden. More than 12,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It will keep you right on track of doing the right things at the right times. Save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our magazine features Texas finest gardening authorities writing about landscapes and gardens in Texas. You're part of Texas. It's the best regional gardening magazine in America. You're going to save one-third on the calendar. You get the calendar, the full year of the magazine, and all that information, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny, for just $38.95 plus $3 postage. But you need to call before we run out of calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. So we're talking about some of the most asked questions of late winter. Here's one. When is the best time to prune my plants? Well, actually, the question is generally asked on behalf of one specific type of plant. Fruit trees should be pruned soon before they begin to bud out. Shade trees, summer flowering trees, shrubs and vines, evergreens, and bush roses are pruned no later than mid-February. Climbing roses are pruned immediately after they finish flowering, as are spring flowering shrubs and vines. Blackberries are pruned immediately after you finish harvesting the fruit. Remember, in all cases of pruning, whether it's trees, crepe myrtles, or any other landscaping plant, there is never justification for topping those plants. Never top a crepe myrtle. If you're ever in doubt, don't prune. What can I do to get rid of ugly winter weeds in my lawn? That's a question I hear all the time. Many of the unsightly weeds are broadleafed, non-grassy weeds, including dandelions and henbit, chickweed, clover, thistles, and a lot of others. You can use a broadleafed weed killer containing 2,4-D as a spray to eliminate them. Follow label directions for temperature and rainfall carefully for the best results. On the other hand, if you have grassy weeds, there's nothing you can do for this generation of the plants. You need to put out a pre-emergent in early September this fall for next year's winter grassy weeds. How can I eliminate mistletoe from the branches of my tree? Will it do any major damage? Mistletoe is a parasitic plant, so it does do damage. In some cases, it can cause such distorted growth of the tree's branches that it can cause serious problems. Your best hope will be to prune it out the first winter that you see it, before the plants get rooted really well into the wood of the branches. In fact, if you wait a year or two longer, the branches themselves will become large, and removal of the mistletoe will require major surgery. Unfortunately, we have no chemical control of mistletoe. What's the best way to improve my soil before the spring plantings begin? No matter where you live in all of this life, and no matter what type of soil you're gardening in, organic matter will always be the best thing you can add to it. It will loosen tight clay soils. It helps sands hold moisture and nutrients. It's best use a blend of several types of organic matter, whether it's peat moss or well-rotted manure, compost, shredded pine bark mulch. A little bit of each of those is a great idea. When is the best time to plant new trees and shrubs? Well, this is a great time to transplant them, dig them, and move them, but you can plant 12 months a year. I'm Neil Sperry, getting kids into gardening in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at your sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. The NFL is down to the Final Four. There will be a new Super Bowl champion, and unfortunately for Texan fans, it won't be Houston. After the Texans fell 20-13 to the Baltimore Ravens yesterday, the defending champion Green Bay Packers were upset at home by the New York Giants 37-20. The Texans suffered four turnovers, and that spoiled an otherwise solid Texan offensive effort led by Arian Foster's 132 rushing yards.
Third and goal inside the one. Back to the nine. Here's Arian to the right side. Darts across the goal line. Touchdown, Houston. It's a brand new ball game.
At Lambeau Field, the Giants showed off quarterback Eli Manning over the Pack's Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
Manning audible eyeing at the line. He comes set, takes the snap. He's back to throw. He has time. Fastball over the middle. Caught inside Packer territory. Knicks runs out of a tackle. He's to the 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 66 yards.
It was the second time in 4 years the Giants have eliminated Green Bay at Lambeau Field. So the conference title games are Sunday, starting with Baltimore at New England. The Patriots beat Denver 45-10 Saturday. And then New York at San Francisco. The 49ers won in a wild win over New Orleans Saturday 36-32. A win-win Saturday for Aggie basketball with both the men and then the women getting needed Big 12 wins at Reed Arena. The Aggie men got their first conference victory with a convincing 67-54 win over Texas Tech as Billy Gillespie's return to A&M was not what he wanted it to be. But he saw some familiar faces, and that was nice, and he talked about it with some emotion.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it was great to be back, but that wasn't our number one objective, is making a pleasure trip, and that definitely wasn't pleasurable other than seeing a lot of friends, it's a special deal today, There's a lot of great people here. There's a lot of great relationships with players. And you think about that for a second, then the tip goes up. But I'm just real disappointed that all those people that know what we can do saw us not compete better than we did.
The Aggies are back on the court this afternoon with an MLK Day special tip-off at 4:30 at Missouri. The Tigers beat Texas Saturday by 11. This will be a matchup of not only two former A&M assistant coaches in Billy Kennedy and Mizzou coach Frank Haith, but also former boss and assistant Kennedy worked for Haith at Miami in the 05-06 season. A&M versus Missouri game is the second of four straight games on ESPN today, starting with Louisville versus Marquette, then A&M Mizzou, then Pitt at number one Syracuse, and then a Big 12 showdown tonight with co-leaders Baylor and Kansas meeting in Lawrence. That'll start about 8:30. Of course, you'll hear the Aggie game right here on 1620 this afternoon with the pregame starting at 4 o'clock. The Aggie women outgunned Iowa State from start to finish in a 59-33 win at Ames on Saturday. It was the second lowest opponent output in Gary Blair's 9 seasons at A&M. The Aggies are now 2-2 in the Big 12 and will host Missouri Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Tim Duncan had 24 points and 11 rebounds to lead the San Antonio Spurs to a 102-91 win over the Phoenix Suns yesterday. The Spurs have won all 9 of their home games, and they've lost all 4 of their road games. Tony Parker had 17 and 9 assists for the Spurs. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 657. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley. If you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then check out AeroFit. The kind, professional staff will help you get on track to make you the healthiest you can be in 2012. Voted best of the Brazos for 9 years, AeroFit has so much to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities, such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track, and volleyball. And now, with the addition of 2 new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers 4 locations to better serve you. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now for only $19.99 per month. Check out all the fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
You know you're gonna feel great. We're told.
In the good old days, the local filling station, as we called it, was one of the town's gathering places, kind of like the barber shop. You went in, had some coffee while they filled up your car, washed your windshield, checked your tires and fluid levels, and talked about what was going on in the community. At SevCheck Service Center, you can still do that. SevCheck Service Center has been keeping cars and trucks running smoothly for over four decades. Open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
When it comes to your HR and administration needs, you need a million-dollar employee without the million-dollar salary. And GNA Partners is the right candidate for the job. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provides a dedicated team of experts to handle your HR, payroll, benefits administration, and risk management needs. And best of all, we'll never...
Crazy. We're talking 15 to 20 gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight about 62, and the winds will stay up there. Tomorrow it's cooler, about 70. And then 37 for our low. We'll be cool for a couple of days, then back up into the 70s. It's 64 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Less than a week after saying he'd done well enough in New Hampshire,
I'd say third place is a ticket to ride, ladies and gentlemen.
John Huntsman set to tear up that ticket in South Carolina. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Myrtle Beach.
Well, Huntsman had been polling in the single digits here in South Carolina and not much better in Florida. His hopes of riding momentum with a good showing in New Hampshire dashed by that distant third-place finish. Still, the Romney campaign says it was very surprised when reporters started calling last night asking for comment on news that Huntsman's dropping out and endorsing Mitt Romney. Huntsman aides to tell Fox News he is proud of the race he ran, but he doesn't want to stand in the way of the best candidate to beat President Obama. Lisa?
Well, Rich, reaction just minutes ago to Huntsman's upcoming announcement from Rick Santorum.
I'm not surprised at that at all, and I anticipated that actually sooner than today.
But Santorum is a distant second in a new Fox News national poll at 15% compared to 40% for frontrunner Mitt Romney. And if November's election were held today, President Obama would have a one-point edge in the matchup with Romney in a statistical dead heat. A cruise line CEO blaming the captain of a grounded cruise ship for deviating from his authorized course. At least six people dead in the shipwreck off the Tuscany coast, more than a dozen still missing, and surviving survivors telling stories of chaos and terror.
I thought I was going to die. I seriously cried and I prayed to God many times that to save us.
The captain also accused of waiting too long to ask for help and abandoning ship before his passengers. Out of the Occupy Wall Street movement comes Occupy the Dream, activists planning to mark the Martin Luther King Day holiday with demonstrations outside all 13 Federal Reserve banks across the country trying to make a point about poverty. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work, all the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today, I'm test driving a certified pre-owned BMW along with an array of other cars. So far, not only does a CPO BMW outperform other pre-owned cars, it outperforms some new cars as well. This might be why BMW is the number one selling pre-owned luxury brand and even surpasses some brands in new car sales, like, say, Audi, Acura, and Infiniti. This car looks and feels like new. It's rigorously inspected, backed by a 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan, and an ultimate driving machine through and through. Yeah, I like door number one. A certified pre-owned BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hi, this is Danny Morchat with Black Box Strength and Conditioning. This past summer, my wife and I decided to update our home with new windows. I knew we couldn't go another summer with our old wood windows. I saw some new windows at a friend's house that looked great. I asked him who had installed them, and he said Schulte. Now, I knew Schulte for quality and experience in roofing, but I had no idea they also installed windows. So I called Aaron over at Schulte. Aaron educated us on the different options and efficiency of the windows. He told us about the warranties, he explained the installation process, and even talked to us about how Schulte could save us money and lower our electric costs. I got a full quote later that day that spelled out everything. They did not just pull out our windows and put in new ones. They made sure it looked and functioned perfectly from the inside out. They made sure to keep our home clean and neat. Schulte worked around my schedule and made sure it was convenient for me and my wife. Now we enjoy our beautiful windows and have a local, reputable company standing behind their work. I would strongly recommend Schulte Roofing to anyone wanting to update the efficiency and beauty of their home.
You know, I told you before that having a DVR from Suddenlink, you can pause and rewind during live television shows. If you're watching sports, you want to see a play again, and, you know, quite often they'll show it again, but maybe you want to see it more than that. Go back and you can do that again. If you miss some dialogue, you can go back and do that again. And I remember getting some interesting information, again, in a sports broadcast, because I was concentrating on watching the action, wasn't necessarily listening to the guy who was doing the play-by-play, but you can go back and pick those things up. The bottom line is you change the way you watch television if you have a DVR from Suddenlink, and it's just a phone call away. At 1-800-915-1866, right now they've got a great deal for you. In addition to the TV, there's the internet, the phone, the home security. There's a Suddenlink On Demand, over 9,000 hours of free programming. There's Suddenlink To Go, so you can take your TV with you. The internet's faster than DSL is, and by the way, you get free access to ESPN3. Now you can get high-speed internet for $15 per month and advanced digital TV for $27 a month when you bundle. So make the call, 1-800-915-1866, or visit suddenlink.com for more information.
WTAW News Time, 7:07, 64 degrees right now at the studios. A very un-winter-like day in store for us. Cloudy skies with a high in the mid-70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Seven people injured, five cars involved in a chain reaction accident meant major traffic problems in Bryan Sunday night. It happened just before 8 p.m. on North Harvey Mitchell Parkway at Pinewood, just south of Villa Maria. Police say a pickup was rear-ended by the driver of an SUV. The SUV driver was getting out when their vehicle was hit by a third driver, who then hit the SUV driver. A fourth vehicle was stopped for the accident, but was then hit by a fifth vehicle, which then hit the first one involved. None of those injured was seriously hurt. Police shut down both directions of Harvey Mitchell Parkway for 2 hours while the accident was investigated and cleaned up. Three of the drivers were cited for failing to control speed. The Better Business Bureau is taking nominations for the BBB Award for Marketplace Ethics, the Torch Award, that is. The Torch Award centers on ethical behavior in the marketplace of for-profit businesses of all sizes. President Bill McGuire says it's a way for you to say thank you to your favorite company.
This is a way for consumers of those businesses, customers, patients, whatever you are, to those businesses to give a little something back to them for the good service or the exemplary service that they've provided you through the years.
Three Torch Awards will be given based on the size of the business, small, medium, or large. McGuire says this BBB region covers 18 counties, and they hope to receive nominations from all of them. You can find more information and a nomination form online with this story at WTAW.com. Details will be worked out over the next several months of the planned transformation and at the former Plaza Hotel property. College Station Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell expects construction to take 2 years.
Realistically, I think we'll probably be into March before the public hearing with P&Z and then shortly after that with council. The next step after that, actually some of the more formal things like plats, but then really getting into the design of the site itself and of the buildings. They're hoping, I think, to break construction in late summer. I'm confident we can meet that obligation, that deadline with them.
All buildings surrounding the tower will be demolished. The tower will be converted to student housing. New construction includes parking garages, mixed retail, townhomes, and cottages. Cowell estimates a total of 600 housing units on the 12-acre site. Friday the 13th was a good day for drivers in the area of University Drive and Welborn Road in College Station. TxDOT says the ramps connecting the intersection are now open, completing a construction phase that began before the holidays. Drivers should still watch out for construction workers putting on the final touches that will cause temporary lane closures. And in a related item, traffic signals at the intersection that were operating in red flash mode should be back to their normal sequences. Bryan School District patrons had the opportunity to complete an online survey about future budget priorities. BISD's Sandy Ferris has reviewed 62 pages of responses.
It's evident that there's a little bit of misinformation out there on how budgets are constructed. Just everything from some people think we pay school board members. We do not. Those are volunteer positions.
The purpose of the survey was to suggest where to cut $3 million from the Bryan ISD budget. A federal appeals court has cleared the way for immediate enforcement of a new abortion law in Texas.
The new law requires doctors to conduct a sonogram before performing an abortion to show the woman the image, to play the fetal heartbeat aloud, and describe the features of the fetus. Department of State Health Services spokeswoman Carrie Williams.
We have about 40 licensed abortion facilities, but this also is going to affect ambulatory surgical centers and hospitals that may also provide abortions in some situations.
The order clears the way for state health services to issue rules for complying with the law and to prosecute doctors who do not obey it. For TSN News, I'm Kurt Andrews.
Just outside the Brazos Valley, a one-year-old boy is dead, killed by his family's pit bull at his grandparents' home near Magnolia. Montgomery County Sheriff's officials say the boy was mauled Saturday night inside the home. When a deputy responded about 8 p.m., the dog lunged and the deputy shot the dog. It's not clear if the dog was killed. The boy was home with his 45-year-old grandmother at the time. She was not injured. The boy and his mother had recently moved in with the grandparents. And another Texas university is getting some recognition for its research efforts.
Texas State University has been added to the list of schools classified as emerging research universities in the state. University Provost Dr. Jean Bourgeois says this should change the perception of Texas State as a party school, among other things.
We do now have access because we are eligible for the funds that are known as the TRIP funds that can be used to further enhance research at the university.
Bourgeois says currently Texas State has more than 400 doctoral students and more than $33 million in research expenditures in the past year. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 64 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Are you trapped in your current car loan? Think you're upside down? Owe too much and can't get out? Well, turn your radio up! It's an official auto loan payoff event going on this week only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will pay off your current lease or auto loan regardless of miles or condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less. Yes, less than you're paying now. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. 0% APR for 60 months is also available on select what models. It doesn't matter what other car ads say. What matters is what you pay, and you'll pay less at Sterling Auto Group. Yes, less. Sterling Auto Group. We make it easy. 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $16.67 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer. Stock number 202.
This is Jim Swayze. You know how every prediction seems to be followed by a suggestion? Like, it'll probably rain, better not wash the car. So when I heard they're predicting an exceptionally cold winter, I suggested to Jenny that we head to Half Price Books and stock up on some great cozy up-to-the-fire reads. But it's downright chilly. It's right down to Half Price Books for us. Around our house, stacks of seasoned wood and seasonal books pile up faster than all our New Year's resolutions. And when the kids come in from the cold, some hot cider and a wonderland of warm stories do the trick. They love Half Price Books. There's just something about real books. Thumbing through the pages, peeking to see how close you're getting to the end, it gets you as wrapped up as a cat in a quilt. And when almost everything's half price or less, the whole family can really stock up for the winter. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpp.com.
All right, here we go, 7:15, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm for today with temperatures reaching the mid-70s this afternoon. We'll have lots of clouds tonight, could see a stray shower. Remaining mild overnight, lows in the lower 60s. Clouds for tomorrow, there's the possibility of a shower. Temperatures, they're going to have the tendency to be in the low 70s. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy and much colder tomorrow night with a low in the lower 40s. Wednesday looks to be partly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
If you like college basketball, today's a great day to sit by the TV. There's four straight games on ESPN, including the Aggies at 4:30 this afternoon, taking on Missouri and Columbia, a game we'll have right here on 1620. We will talk about that and, of course, the NFL, as we've got a Final Four for the NFL championship. All that and more coming up in sports.
The NFL, huh?
The National Football League.
And we were talking earlier this morning about how Adamican Sue is now part of the CBS broadcast team because of his years of experience.
Because of the class that he brings to the sport.
Because his agent has a deal. See, tail wagging the dog here. I mean,
kind of feels like it, doesn't it?
In case y'all don't know, this is a guy who played football. He's from like Oregon or someplace, and he played football in Nebraska. And he was a monster on the field. He was tremendous.
He was absolutely one of the most dominant defensive players we've seen in years.
Absolutely.
But didn't have the issues he appears to have now.
No, didn't seem to.
And so now he's gone here. He's had five problems on the field. He's had problems off the field as well. I mean, there's no doubt about that. This guy has just, he's kind of been an outlaw. And in fact, went to the commissioner ahead of time and said, now what can I do and not do? They told him, and then he disobeyed.
He did it anyway.
You know, just crazy. So how is it, because this is not what you would call the poster boy. This ain't a Tim Tebow. This is not a guy who's the poster boy for the sport. Why is it that CBS decides to put this guy on their national show? I don't understand that. Backroom deal that we don't know anything about. But it brings to point what I'd said, and they had Jared there, the guy who lost a lot of weight eating Subway sandwiches, and Subway, I think, is the sponsor of the halftime show or
you
whatever.
Think?
So they bring him in and let him stand there next to some sandwiches, and then they talk sandwiches, okay? Now, again, in the business, we call that a program-length commercial because you're getting a chance to get your placard out there the entire time that the camera's on. But there's also this thing called product placement. Product placement, where they expose different things during the show. And if you're aware of those sort of things, you'll see where, like, the soft drink is there, but the can is turned that you can't see what it is. Or the malted adult beverage, and you can't see what it is. Sometimes it is there. Sometimes things are mentioned by name. 30 Rock and Applebee's had this thing going for a while.
Yeah.
So the question was...
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, exactly. Robert De Niro mentioning Applebee's, which is, you know, how much would that cost?
Never
if
the
he
two
did
shall
it?
Meet.
Yeah.
So.
So the question was, the five TV shows that have the most product placement.
Ooh.
Number five was the X Factor. The X Factor, okay, mm-hmm. Product occurrences, 312. That's on Fox. Number four, Dancing with Stars.
Really?
Dancing with the Stars.
Huh.
Which is interesting because they had 20, there were 29 episodes apparently, 390 occurrences of some sort of product placement.
Where were the, I have never watched
it. Well, I don't have it either.
Where was the product?
I don't know. I've never.
Like on the desk of the judges? Or
is that Jamie watches it, right? Did you ever
She did it one time. I mean, I've seen a little bit of it. I don't remember any overt product placement.
And I have to say.
Kick over Dr. Pepper can.
All five of these, I've never seen the shows, and so I can't help at all. Number three is Celebrity Apprentice.
Now, okay. I've seen that before, but I don't remember.
Product placement.
Yeah.
Number two is The Biggest Loser. Okay. And here we're jumping from about 400 to 533 placement occurrences. 533 uh-huh. times. So you watched that or have. Right?
I have, but I don't recall. I guess there was.
It was. Now, so that brings up the question.
Uh-huh.
You're not noticing it, then it is not working.
Sounds like it's not working.
Yeah. That's right. What was number one?
Number one is American Idol. 577 product placement occurrences. Do they have beverage cups that have,
I guess so.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I have no
but
idea.
But you're right. It's not working on me.
Yeah,
the top four are reality shows. Yeah, the X Factor and four reality shows.
Once again, hey, Chase, I'm going to say this to you rather than Tom.
Mm-hmm.
18 to 34 would pretty much be the target demo. Okay.
That's the money.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they may go up to 54. Okay, depending.
Or 49.
Okay, or 49. But anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that to you. And hi, Tom, what's going on?
Yeah.
So, in other words.
But don't you get to the point to where it loses its punch after a while if everybody's doing product placement.
Apparently it did with you
then,
early. Yeah.
Then your TV screen just looks like your kitchen cupboards, you know, so people aren't going to notice it anymore.
It's
not going to say, hey, look, there's a box of Frosted Flakes on.
You become jaded to the whole thing.
And we mentioned before, I first remember being aware of it on Seinfeld episodes.
Yeah.
So, because of the boxes of cereal that Jerry would have up in his shelf.
And Kenny Rogers' chicken, after all.
Right.
Remember that?
Well,
yeah.
Snapple.
Yeah, Snapple. Yeah, that's right. They did. Seinfeld and Rush did a lot for the Snapple people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today, by the way, is National Nothing Day. So, there you go. It's also Appreciated Dragon Day. Take a minute to do that.
I always do.
Okay.
Sure.
Like a Komodo dragon?
I think you can pick any one. You can do a paper dragon. Who knows?
Uh-huh.
It's also Fig Newton Day.
Oh, I love me a Fig Newton. Mm. But don't give me any of them strawberry Fig Newtons. Get that out of here.
I believe those are called strawberry Newtons, not strawberry Fig Newtons.
Well, whatever. They still.
Just saying.
They're still an insult to the fig. The
lady who's coming.
I kind of like
You like the strawberry Newton, do you?
Yeah.
Well, you can have mine.
I want to be there the first time you give your young child, your really young one, a Fig Newton. See how that goes for you, okay? Just saying.
Yeah, they don't look appetizing.
And if it works, that's great.
Uh-huh.
But I never did. I haven't enjoyed my first Fig Newton yet. I mean,
you've
I've
never had
one.
A Fig Newton?
No, I said
what?
I've had one. I just
oh,
haven't
never enjoyed
it.
Oh.
Right.
You're not a Fig Newton fan.
Not really.
Well,
that's strawberry Newton. Now, that might work.
Oh,
but,
well, I see.
But again.
I like the old Fig Newton. You get to pick that fig out of your teeth, you know? That's
perfect.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, perfect.
Yeah, I like me a Fig Newton with milk. Yeah.
Now, some people aren't having to work today.
Uh-huh.
And some people are.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have a furniture sale, is it a holiday? I'm just saying. I'm just asking.
Or clothing.
I'm only asking.
Now, are the
Monday, celebrate the leader of the civil rights movement.
Are the youngins in school today?
No.
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 No. The youngins nor the oldins. Nobody's in school.
No.
Okay.
I'm just a little concerned that Memorial Day is not quite celebrated the same way. I'm not going to go any farther than that. And I'll tell you a story that, because actually MLK Day was not celebrated until officially, you know, the date was not set officially until during the Reagan administration. And the first 2 years, the Federal Reserve branches got to decide whether or not their banks would be open, whether that clearinghouse in that district would be open. And for the first 2 years, the Dallas Federal Reserve branch remained open. All the others in America closed. That changed after 2 years. So the banks in Bryan College Station were open when banks in all the other regions of the country were not open. Just saying. Candidate for Missouri's governor, causing a little controversy after he was allegedly dishonest about his college degree. Republican running for the Missouri governorship, his name is Dave Spence, claimed to be an economics major in his campaign flyers and on his website. But His cover reportedly blown when members of the media did a little homework, found out that in fact, Dave had studied home economics.
Oops.
So he could iron a mean shirt.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. He's calling.
Now, wait. For all you home ec majors out there.
Oh, we know you're curled up listening to us right now.
Yeah, but that one who listens all the time.
Yeah.
We know you study more than shirt ironing.
Absolutely.
We know that.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Just hope anyone wearing a frilly apron, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah, them pleats are hell. Yeah. You know?
Dave himself calls the controversy, quote, overblown.
Well, yeah, I bet he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just scratch out that little home thing. Let's scratch that out there. So I'm sure you guys saw the video, because, I mean, this is incredible, of this Italian cruise ship that ran aground. I mean, see this thing.
And they're saying it's all pilot error in this thing.
Well,
right?
The pilot's not saying that.
No, the pilot's not, but that's what the cruise ship company is
saying.
If
you just saw the picture, this thing ran aground on rocks near Tuscany, put a 160-foot gash in this thing, and it's doing a Titanic number. I mean, it is rolling over, ready to go down.
Are there still 40 missing or something?
I don't know what the numbers are as far as that's concerned.
Tragic.
It is, and, people jumping out in the water trying to...
It's amazing how many people survived.
Home. Yeah,
I mean,
well,
it really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was again, and it was right near, hard land. So they dry land, so they could get on there.
Thus, the running aground.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, the owner of the boat says it's likely that, quote, significant human error, end quote, caused the shipwreck.
Oh, that's what you want to hear.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. The captain spoke to Italian television yesterday, defended his actions, and insisted that the rocks that the ship hit were not marked on a map. But then they talked to a Coast Guard spokeswoman who pretty much showed that they were on the map.
Uh-huh.
Now, apparently some passengers said the captain was drinking in the bar the night before. So, just saying. But it's incredible. And I think there was some amateur video even, a shot of this thing.
They were screaming. I mean, it was Titanic-like stuff, screaming and hollering.
For his part, both the captain and first mate have been charged with manslaughter and abandoning ship, so it's on them right now.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality. But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science, and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
7:26, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. So 76 degrees today for our high. Kind of breezy conditions, 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. Winds will stay up again tonight, and a low temperature around 62. Then about 70 for a high temperature on Tuesday, around 60 for a high temperature on Wednesday. A little chillier on Wednesday night. Our low will be down around 40 or so. And then we're back up into the 70s for Thursday and Friday and heading into the weekend. Humidity's 90% right now. Winds are from the south at 13. We have overcast skies, and it's 64.
Molly Maid is just the thing for spring. Our homes need to be clean, but we want to be outside or shopping, just about anywhere except at home cleaning. A call to Molly Maid will get you what you need and give you time for what you want. No contracts, no pressure. You decide how often you want your home cleaned. Give yourself or someone else the gift of time. Call Molly Maid today at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700, or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. Best of the Brazos Molly Maid, a clean you can trust.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aguilandrealestate.com.
You may have heard of the controversy dominating Great Britain's state-controlled media, where newspaper reporters phone-tap their way into lives of celebrities and others that they report on. Well, this week, an editor for the Daily Star tabloid had to testify before judges leading an inquiry into media ethics, or the lack of them, in the British press. According to AP, Daily Star editor Dawn Neeson outlined a culture where reporters exaggerate headlines, dramatize stories, and occasionally go too far. While Ms. Neeson wouldn't verify that her newspaper played fast and loose with the truth, she admitted that they sometimes cross lines. But she added, we do have standards. The mission of her paper, according to Ms. Neeson, is to put a smile on people's faces. Lady, if you ever get tired of working over there, you can set up shop right over here. You would fit right in with the state-controlled media here. The old standards, the who, what, when, where, and why stuff, that's a thing of the past. Just like your guys, our modern journalists exaggerate, over-dramatize, cross lines while insisting they have standards. They may not have been caught hacking into people's cell phones yet, but our guys are just as good as yours at destroying people's lives in their mission to put a smile on people's faces. That is, so long as those people are liberals. Conservative faces deserve only frowns. Yeah, we have standards. You have standards. From the same pile of journalistic muck.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we enter the primary season, there's one primary task that must be completed if you've not done so already, and that's get Carbonite Online Backup. Because whether you have a shiny new computer or one that's a few years old, a computer disaster could happen at any time. Every day, thousands of computers crash, they get infected with viruses, or they're just accidentally left behind in taxis and airplanes and secret places. But if you do as I've done and get Carbonite, your files will be backed up automatically and continually and stored securely off-site. And Carbonite makes it so easy to restore your backed up files. Unlimited backup for your PC or Mac is just $59 a year. And Carbonite also has an affordable plan that'll back up all the computers at your small business. Start your free trial at Carbonite.com. Use the offer code RUSH. And you'll get 2 bonus months if you decide to buy. Not if, when you decide to buy. Carbonite.com, and the offer code for 2 bonus months is RUSH.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
WTNW News Time, 731, 64 degrees right now at the studios, and we'll warm up to the mid-70s for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. It's brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A chain reaction accident shut down a major Bryan road for 2 hours Sunday night. The 5-car pileup began just before 8 p.m. on Harvey Mitchell Parkway at Pinewood, just south of Villa Maria. Police say a pickup was rear-ended by an SUV, and when the SUV driver stopped and got out of their vehicle, they were rear-ended by another vehicle who then hit the SUV driver. A 4th vehicle stopped for the accident but was hit by a 5th driver who also hit the first vehicle involved. 7 people were taken to the hospital for what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. 3 of the drivers were ticketed for failure to control speed. Harvey Mitchell Parkway was shut down in both directions for 2 hours while police investigated the accident and the scene was cleared. In the next couple of years, the former Plaza Hotel property is scheduled to have 600 housing units. College Station Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says new construction includes multiple housing units along with parking garages and mixed retail. All existing buildings will be demolished except for the tower, which will be turned into student housing. Cowell projects the rezoning process will lead to the first public hearings in March.
And you're probably looking at almost a 2-year construction project, I would think. Definitely we've broken into phases, so they'll do one part before the others. The early indication is they'll start with the area around the tower and the tower itself.
Once rezoning is approved, Cal says the developer will submit redesign plans, among other things, before construction begins. Bryan School District officials are reviewing responses from an online survey related to future spending. BISD's Sandy Ferris says they've received excellent feedback.
There weren't a lot of questions on the survey, and I think some people were concerned that only some areas were mentioned as being looked at as far as cuts. That's not true. That's just some representative things. things that were listed there, but that's the last of part of the survey gives people a chance to write as much as they want.
Administrators say they have to reduce spending by $3 million. The Better Business Bureau is wanting your help to find three deserving companies in the area for the BBB Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. The BBB is taking nominations for the award, which centers on ethical behavior in the marketplace. President Bill McGuire says it's important for the community to recognize excellent business practices.
I think it's a wonderful way for businesses that are operating in an ethical manner and have for years and years, especially if it's a mom and pop or whether it's a large business. You know, it's a great way for them to understand that there are people out there that really believe in them and are glad that they're here taking care of all of us.
One small, one medium, and one large business will each receive a Torch Award this April. For more information and nomination forms, you can check out the story online at WTAW.com. With the return of Aggie Nation from the holidays comes the reopening of the University and Welburn intersection, and that's good news, with the semester starting tomorrow. The major crossing was closed before the holidays for construction. TxDOT announced Friday all the ramps have reopened and traffic signals have returned to their regular sequence after operating in red flash mode. Now, you do still need to be careful in that area, though. There will be temporary lane closures for striping and marking the area. Rick Perry is blasting President Obama for what he calls over-the-top rhetoric and disdain for the military.
The Obama administration is condemning a video that purportedly shows four Marines urinating in the bodies of dead Taliban fighters in Afghanistan and calling for swift punishment of the Marines, which GOP presidential hopeful Rick Perry tells CNN's State of the Union he's wrong.
Well, obviously, 18, 19-year-old kids make stupid mistakes. All too often, and that's what's occurred here.
Perry says he thinks the Marines involved should be reprimanded but not pursued with criminal charges, as U.S. officials are calling for. No one's been charged in the case, but a military criminal investigation and an internal Marine Corps review are underway. Jeff Manosso, Fox News Radio.
Familiar arguments could again echo through the halls of Congress as lawmakers return from a three-week holiday break to consider extending a tax cut with one eye on the November election. There are opposing ideas for extending an average $20 a week Social Security payroll tax cut through the end of 2012 without adding to the government's long-term debt. Republicans would cut federal employee benefits. President Obama would raise fees for airline passengers and eliminate Saturday mail delivery. Democrats in Congress would charge employers higher premiums for federal pension guarantees. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 64 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, this is Hunter Goodwin with the Oldham Goodwin Group. I want to tell you about a friend of mine, Brian Steven, at Paramount Property Analyst. Brian has saved my company and my clients over $750,000 in the last 3 years. PPA is locally owned and operated here in the Bryan College Station area. Brian can travel throughout the state of Texas or abroad to do property tax appeals. Brian works on a contingency fee basis, and he only gets paid if he saves you money. In today's market volatility, now is the time to call PPA. Call now, 485-8537.
This is Rep Van Pant with your winter weather report. Right now, a huge front exerting enormous pressure on the Beltline. Once it breaks, we expect a blizzard of buttons and waist-high midriffs. The culprit? A perfect storm of fatty burgers and fries.
With greasy fast food, what are you really getting? Instead, try a tempting Subway turkey BLT or fresh fit turkey melt. Nearly 7 grams of fat each. Subway, eat fresh.
Subway fresh is not a diet program. Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on lighter 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit subway.com for full nutritional information. Limited time only.
Looking for great value? Subway restaurants have it. Make your everyday value sub a fresh value meal for only $5. Choose from one of many tasty subs. Veggie Delight, Meatball Marinara, Black Forest Ham, Spicy Italian, Cold Cut Combo, or BLT. Add chips and a 21-ounce drink to make it a fresh value meal for only $5. At Subway restaurants, we believe everyone can use great value. That's why we have the everyday value menu. For a limited time only, additional charge for extras. Excludes premium subs. Subway. Eat fresh.
Got the guys from ABC Home and Commercial Services coming out to my house this week. The reason is, need to do stuff now so that as the lawn starts to turn green again, it's not weeds. Has that happened to you before? Well, it's tough to fix it for this year, to be quite honest with you, but it never hurts to have some pre-emergent stuff going on down there in your lawn so that your grass can get a running start. Because remember what happened last year with a summer as hard as we had, that was so hard on your grass,
you need to give it every possible chance you can to survive and thrive with a minimal amount of water. And ABC Home and Commercial Services has been doing that kind of work for decades, and they can do it for you as well. Give them a call at 361-0500. Be glad to come out and talk to you about that, whether it's a continuing program or a one-time deal to kind of get you set up and cleaned up and going ready to go for this spring. That's good. Be glad to clean up your trees and your shrubbery as well. And that has nothing, that says nothing about their pest service, which obviously a lot of people use and have for years. And a lot of people got introduced to ABC Home and Commercial Services that very way, keeping those critters out there where they belong rather than in your home. So give ABC Home and Commercial Services a call at 361-0500, or you can go to abchomeandcommercial.com. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
When you look at current events, do you ever wonder what's going to happen next? Since one-third of the Bible is prophecy, could the answers to your questions be found in the prophecies that are being fulfilled as we speak? Well, now you can understand the times, because End Time Ministries presents a live prophecy conference in College Station, Texas, with Irvin Baxter, the host of Politics and Religion. The conference will be held at Victory Church. That's at 13107 State Highway 30 South, College Station, Texas, 77845. Come hear Irvin Baxter live as he delivers a Paramount Prophecy message Friday, January 27th at 7:30 p.m. The conference is free, so bring someone that you know, or for more information, you can visit endtime.com or call us at 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463.
740 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. We got it for you. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm for today, with temperatures reaching the mid-70s this afternoon. We'll have lots of clouds tonight. Could see a stray shower. Remaining mild overnight. Lows in the lower 60s. Clouds for tomorrow. There's the possibility of a shower. Temperatures, they're going to have the tendency to be in the low 70s. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy and much cooler tomorrow night, with a low in the lower 40s. Wednesday looks to be partly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, we'll talk about the two conference championships in the NFL that'll be played next Sunday. We'll also talk Aggie basketball. They play Missouri this afternoon in Columbia. Yeah, 4:30 is the tip on that. You'll hear it here on 1620. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
I was trying to find an Audio Daily Double, and I just couldn't.
Oh.
For Miss America.
Oh, yeah. Was that over the weekend?
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
Miss who won?
See? And that's... See? Look how far we have come.
I know, because, you know, otherwise we'd have... Family have been gathered around the TV set.
This would have been the talk of Monday.
That's right.
There's no doubt about that.
That's right.
This would have been the talk.
Ever since Bert Parks died, you know.
It's just never been the same.
Uh-uh.
And so there's Laura Capeller.
Yeah. You can't even pronounce her name.
I don't even know what it is.
She the new Miss America?
Yes, she is.
Miss
America. She's from Wisconsin.
Well.
Miss Wisconsin.
Boy, when's the last time they had a Miss America?
Well, you know, if only there were.
It's been quite a drought.
If only I cared enough to go someplace where if only there were a way to find out.
You know.
Yeah, there probably has been a drought there. Anyway.
Yeah.
She's 23 years old. It says she's from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Ah, Kenosha.
But you know, if you followed enough of this, you know that they're a gypsy group. She's liable to have been.
Yeah.
She maybe finished third runner-up in the Miss Indiana thing like 2 years before.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided she needed to come to some town in Wisconsin that we could all think about. It's not, you know, Sheboygan. So
right.
I guess you'd do Kenosha.
And once again, if you've never seen Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She attended a private Lutheran liberal arts college in Kenosha, majoring in music and vocal performance. And Miss Oklahoma, Miss Oklahoma, Betty Thompson. Betty was your first runner-up.
Yeah.
And Miss New York, Caitlin Monty, who introduced herself by saying she was there to occupy the stage, was third.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, yeah. It was cute. Yeah. That's third. Followed by Miss Arizona.
I would have deducted points.
Yeah. Miss California.
Mm-hmm.
Then came Illinois, Florida, Texas, Louisiana.
Well, see,
South
Miss USA
Carolina.
Is our pageant. That's what.
That's right.
What,
we just own that.
We own
don't
that. We had a fight. We had a fight in Texas Aggie. But
we did.
Candace Kruger.
Candace Kruger. That's
right.
Yeah.
Fight in Texas A class 1998.
That's right.
Got it. All right. There you go. Police in Baton Rouge arrested five people who were trying to break into jail, trying to sneak in contraband. Yeah, they're trying to sneak contraband into prison.
Oh.
Drugs, cell phones, tobacco. By cutting a hole in the fence and throwing the goods on top of a mesh-type fencing above the exercise yard. An official says the group used bolt cutters after a failed attempt at cutting in using pruning shears.
Nice.
Pruning shears? My arm's getting tired.
Yeah, it'll hurt your hand.
Pruning shears. All right, here we go. It's we call it Jethro Trivia.
Uh-huh.
It's when Tom and Chase are tested on all pop culture and current events.
Stuff.
Oh, yep. Today, presidential candidates you've never heard of.
Oh.
Presidential candidates you've never heard of.
Okay.
If you'd gone into the voting booth in New Hampshire last Tuesday, you'd have found which of these actual candidates, one of these was a real candidate.
Lyndon
was it,
LaRouche.
Yeah, no. Was it A, Vermin Love Supreme, whose platform calls for building a time machine to go back in time and kill Hitler? Nosferatu Feldman, who was running as
a Jewish vampire.
Yeah, exactly. Who was running as the sole member of the Feh party.
Feh.
Huggy Kitten, who wants to kiss every American on both cheeks. Or Cletus McGill, who promised to replace the presidential limo with a monster truck. It's A, B, C, or D. This is pretty good.
Yeah. I'm going to go with A. I'm going to go with B.
B, Nosferatu Feldman.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I
just don't know, actually.
Chase on you.
I was really inclined to go with B. What was A again?
A is Vermin Love Supreme.
And what's his plan for? To go back in time?
Kill Hitler.
Right. Kill Hitler.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with A.
A. You know what? You're exactly right.
It's A.
It is A. Vermin Love Supreme, a real live person, or candidate at least, of the very silly party.
Oh, that's from Monty Python.
It is. A self-declared, quote, friendly fascist.
Silly.
Yes, he's friendly fascist. Also promised to enact a mandatory toothbrushing law and to give a free pony to every citizen, which he called one of the most overlooked issues in America today.
That's right.
Yeah.
All those kids that always wanted a pony.
Exactly.
That's right.
And
that's
there
right.
he is.
Why would you leave a pony country and come to a non-pony country?
Exactly. His answer right there. So Vermin Love Supreme. Don't know how many votes he got. It was somewhere south of Rick Perry, apparently, but not by much.
For almost 10 years, Homestead Senior Care has been providing compassionate, trustworthy home care services in the Brazos Valley. I'm David Guest, owner of Homestead and Bryan College Station. Giving seniors the help they need to live a high-quality, independent lifestyle is why I started this company. Our dedicated caregivers form lasting relationships with our clients, and they're passionate about helping your parents, grandparents, or friends stay in their own homes as they grow older. Call 268-6880 today and find out why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever. Using the latest laser technology, our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
There's an app for everything these days, even beauty.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Among the thousands of apps available for your smartphone is one that claims it measures beauty. Mathematical formulas evaluate photographs to calculate eye placement, facial structure, even the size of your nose. The final number determines how beautiful you are or not. This app reflects a shallow concept of beauty that has plagued our society for generations. The social messages that go with it are equally as hollow. If you measure up, you're beautiful, but it's a beauty that's literally only skin deep. Yet it holds tremendous power over the culture. Businesses use it to make billions, and many teen girls lose their way trying to achieve it. But it's an empty form of beauty. What happens when we grow older and our looks fade? Or what about someone injured in an accident whose beauty has been replaced with scars? Does their value as a person go with it? Authentic beauty is something deeper, more transcendent. It's an inner quality like character, integrity, and strength. It's not the image of a model airbrushed to perfection on a magazine cover. It's a soldier scarred from war, or a family member who's lost their hair due to chemotherapy. Beauty honors the true sacredness of humanity, despite imperfections that may distort the surface. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I wanted to be in the military since I was a kid.
I served a total of 16 years.
And at 19 years old, that's the first time I ever saw somebody die.
Coming back, I was raging.
I started having pretty horrible nightmares.
I started drinking a lot.
I guess I never recognized it in myself.
It all starts with going to the VA. There's a whole community of veterans that just want to help you out.
It's for the guys who couldn't come back, so you owe it to them to live well, because they're not here with their families.
Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
One more time, good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at sports. It's 7:50, and the sports is brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Playing on the road hardly bothered the New York Giants as they posted their fourth straight road playoff victory dating back to their Super Bowl season of 2007. Eli Manning tossed three TD passes, including this
one. Giants now trying to get within real comfortable position of an NFC championship game. Manning back, throws back in the end zone, and it's caught by Manningham for the touchdown on the post.
They upset the defending Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field 37-20. Afterwards, Manning.
We're always confident going into a game. We know, you know, that it doesn't matter what happened in the regular season. We've been through games where, you know, we lost to teams and we've faced them in the playoffs again and come out and play well. I think it's just a matter of our team is playing well.
They earn another road trip to San Francisco to play the 49ers Sunday in the NFC Championship game. Again, Eli Manning.
You know, we know, as an offense that our defense is playing outstanding. We can be more patient. We don't have to force things and try to run our offense. And when there's opportunities to make big plays, we're making them.
In the other game yesterday, the Baltimore Ravens rode their trademark stingy defense to a 20-13 win over the Houston Texans, forcing four Texan turnovers and negated a pretty good Houston Texan offensive game led by Arian Foster.
Third and goal inside the one. Backs of an eye. Here's Arian to the right side. Darts across the goal line. Touchdown, Houston. It's a brand new ball game.
But the Texans did have those four turnovers in the game. Despite the loss, Coach Gary Kubiak talked about his team.
They played extremely well. Guys, we played hard. I'm very proud of our effort. You know, we just didn't play clean enough to move on to next week.
And so the conference title game's on Sunday. It'll start with Baltimore at New England. The Patriots beat Denver 45-10 Saturday to end Tim Tebow's season. And then New York at San Francisco. The 49ers won in a wild finish over New Orleans Saturday 36-32. Aggie basketball over the weekend, win and win. The Aggie men got their first conference victory, a convincing 67-54 win over Texas Tech as Billy Gillespie's return to A&M was not what he wanted it to be. For A&M's Billy, Coach Billy Kennedy, the win was a shot in the arm at the right time. He also threw roses to the former Aggie coach, Billy Kennedy. Billy Gillespie, rather.
Billy helped build this program. We got a practice facility because of the job that he did. And so I'm thankful for that. He's rebuilding a program, and it's going to take some time. So I'm just glad we won. It wouldn't have mattered if we played A&M Consolidated. I would have been excited we got a win. So we needed one. Thought we did a really good job defensively the first 10 minutes and set the tone. But especially going into Missouri, this league is going to be a grind playing everybody twice, and you get no days off.
Now, Gillespie was upset that his team did not show up at Reed Arena, but he saw some familiar faces, which was nice, and he was emotional after the game.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it was great to be back, but that wasn't our number one objective, is making a pleasure trip, and that definitely wasn't pleasurable other than seeing a lot of friends, it's a special deal today, and there's a lot of great people here. There's a lot of great relationships with players, and you think about that for a second, then the tip goes up. But I'm just real disappointed that all those people that know what we can do saw us not compete better than we did.
Now, the Aggies are 1-3 after getting their first win, but they are back on the court quickly this afternoon. It's an MLK Day special tip-off at 4:30 at Missouri in Columbia. The Tigers beat Texas Saturday by 11 o'clock. Now, this will be a matchup of not only two former A&M assistant coaches in Billy Kennedy and Mizzou coach Frank Haith, but also former boss and assistant. Kennedy worked for Haith at Miami in the 2005-2006 season. The A&M versus Missouri game, of course, will be right here on 1620 with our pregame with Dave and Al starting at 4 o'clock. It's also the second of four straight ESPN games. It'll start with Louisville versus Marquette, then A&M versus Mizzou, then Pitt at number one Syracuse. And then tonight at 8:30, the Big 12 showdown in Lawrence, the co-leaders Baylor and Kansas. Lots of college hoops today. The Aggie women outgunned Iowa State from start to finish. It was a slam, 59-33. That's the second lowest opponent output in Gary Blair's nine seasons at A&M, conference or non-conference. The Aggies are 2-2 now in the Big 12, and they'll host Missouri Wednesday night at Reed Arena at 7 o'clock. Speaking of college football, Arkansas Razorback quarterback Tyler Wilson has decided to return to school instead of entering the NFL draft. Wilson's a junior, led the SEC with 3,638 yards passing and threw four touchdowns to just six interceptions in 2011. With Wilson at quarterback, the Razorbacks recorded their first 11-win season since 1977. Arkansas's offense also ranked inside the top 30 nationally. Wilson ended the season with a 216-yard, two-touchdown performance against Kansas State and the Razorbacks' win in the Cotton Bowl. Of course, the Aggies will play the Razorbacks again this year in an SEC game, still not yet determined where that game is going to be. Will it be at Cowboys Stadium or Kyle Field? Well, that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville at 756 for awards and more. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
In the good old days, the local filling station, as we called it, was one of the town's gathering places, kind of like the barber shop. You went in, had some coffee while they filled up your car, washed your windshield, checked your tires and fluid levels, and talked about what was going on in the community. At SevCheck Service Center, you can still do that. SevCheck Service Center has been keeping cars and trucks running smoothly for over four decades. Open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
The mortgage business is always changing, and change is good. Dexter Mortgage will now go by the name Network Funding.
I'm Debbie Davis. I have worked with network funding for over 2 years, and now it's time to change our public name. No, don't worry. Everything else is still the same. Same great rates, same great customer service. If you need to lower your interest rate, save money every month, or get cash out of the equity in your home, I can help. I still do VA, FHA, conventional, cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. Great customer service is still top on my list. I work with families on nights and weekends whenever you have time to talk or meet. People are still looking to buy new homes or move up, and I can help you with a step-by-step guide to make the first-time home buying or move-up experience a happy one. Don't let the ever-changing markets worry you. Let me, Debbie Davis, help you with all your mortgage needs. Give me a call today. My number is 979-220-3018. License number 200790.
Don't be confused by the name change. We're in the same location with the same great dentist. We just have a new name. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Arentz with Arentz Family Dentistry, formerly CarePlus Dental on Villa Maria. My husband Jim and I have provided excellent care and professional service to the Brazos Valley since 1984. We use state-of-the-art technology in every procedure. We offer the finest and most advanced dental care for your entire family. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit ArentzDDS.com. That's ArentzDDS.com.
You know, we got a fair amount of traffic out there just doing my live traffic report, which means I looked out the window.
Look at that.
There's a lot more people going north than going south, though.
Well,
yeah. I just want to let you know that that's, that's happening. But past reunions for decades, he walks in into the latest one, and he thinks he recognizes a woman who's over there in the corner.
Yeah.
And he goes over and puts his hand out. He says, "You look like Helen Brown." She said, "Thanks a lot. You don't look too good in blue either." WTAW College Station, Brian.
That's good.
It's 8 o'clock. Thank you.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Take one podium away for tonight's presidential debate. John Huntsman won't be there, poised to exit the race for the GOP nomination, with an announcement in Myrtle Beach, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
Huntsman's aides say the former Utah governor and U.S. ambassador to China is proud of the campaign he's run and the message he carried, but he doesn't want to get in the way of what he believes is the candidate most able to beat President Obama. That would be Mitt Romney. Huntsman's set to endorse Romney, a move that took Romney's people by surprise last night. There was talk Romney might appear with Huntsman later this morning, but now it looks like Huntsman will have the stage to himself when he officially leaves the race in about 2 hours, Lisa.
Rich Romney, a now clear frontrunner in a new Fox News national poll of Republican primary voters.
Voters view Rick Santorum as the true conservative, but 40% of those polled by Fox News are backing Mitt Romney. Santorum in second with 15%.
Fox Radio's Pam Puso, Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul right behind Santorum. And hypothetically, for this fall,
in a potential matchup between Romney and President Obama, 46% of voters would back the president, 45% would vote for Romney if the election were held today.
A grounded Italian cruise ship shifting on the rocks where it's partially submerged off Tuscany, so a rescue effort suspended for now. The CEO of the company that owns it blaming the captain for going off course without authorization, but the rest of the crew winning praise.
We were able to evacuate in 2 hours' time 4,200 people.
Three more survivors ultimately rescued, but at least six dead and more than a dozen people are missing. How about a new royal yacht for Queen Elizabeth's Diamond Jubilee? Education officials in Britain reportedly coming up with the idea, which the British Prime Minister is said to be quickly dismissing as not an appropriate use of taxpayer funds. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
One day it's nice out, the next it's miserable. As the weather keeps changing, your utility bills keep climbing higher and higher.
You can't control the weather, but you can control costs with a high-efficiency home comfort system from Lennox. Barker's Heating and Cooling serves the College Station area with quality Lennox products and the very best in service. Barker's offers free estimates on equipment replacements. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Did your yard survive the brutal summer of 2011? If it did, you probably spent a lot of time and effort dragging hoses. Don't drag hoses again this summer. Hi, this is David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been in the Brazos Valley for over 40 years, and we'd love to give you a free, no-obligation bid for a water-efficient underground irrigation system. Act now before March 1st and take advantage of a 10% discount on new installation. This is a value of up to $500. Call us today at 979-774-4726 or visit us on the web at PrinceIrrigation.com.
Join Walden Brook Estates, an independent retirement community, for a taste of the sweet life, Tuesday, January 24th at 2 p.m. As a retirement community, we're well known for unmatched hospitality and great food. Now we're inviting you to a demonstration of our passion for gourmet desserts. Come sample what Walden Brook Estates residents enjoy every day. Get a taste of the sweet life, Tuesday, January 24th at 2 p.m. Please RSVP to 888-830-2045 and ask about our senior identity theft event on January 26th. Walden Brook Estates. We're living life for less.
For 4 days only and for 48 hours, how about getting up to double the tax off on your furniture purchase at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station? Or get up to a whopping 48 months of no-interest financing. Right now, the more you buy, the more you get at Ashley Furniture Home Store. You have to come in when the doors open today at 10 a.m. to take advantage of our 4-day, 48-hour sale at Ashley Furniture Home Store in College Station. Double the tax off for 48-month interest-free financing ends at 8 p.m. today.
Hi, I'm here with Jill Handy, General Manager of Aggieland Fitness Dome.
Hi there.
All right, so I heard that you guys have indoor boot camps over there. Well, what's the scoop on that?
We do. We offer 100% totally indoor boot camps. They're offered year-round since we don't have to schedule them around the weather.
That's true. Okay, so I guess when it's cold outside, isn't that an excuse for not working out?
Not at Aggieland Fitness Dome. Since it's 100% indoors, you don't have to worry about the weather, allergies, or even that dog that chases you when you're trying to work out. Our indoor boot camps utilize our gymnasium, our stairwell to nowhere. Plus, we just added the TRX suspension training systems to our boot camps, so they just got even better. We offer boot camps early in the morning or even later after work or school.
So if I'm interested in doing a boot camp, what should I do?
Just give us a call or stop by and we can get you started. You can stop by the Dome. It's the big round building off Highway 6. Take the Barron Road exit or check out our website, aggielandfitness.com, or call 979-690-DOME. That's 690-3663.
WTAW News Time, 8:05, 64 degrees right now at the studios. Cloudy skies today with a high in the mid-70s. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. 7 people injured and 5 cars involved in a chain reaction accident meant major traffic problems in Bryan Sunday night. It happened just before 8 p.m. on North Harvey Mitchell Parkway at Pinewood, just south of Villa Maria. Police say a pickup was rear-ended by the driver of an SUV. The SUV driver was getting out when their vehicle was hit by a third driver who then hit the SUV driver. A fourth vehicle was stopped for the accident but was then hit by a fifth vehicle, which then hit the first one involved. None of those injured was seriously hurt. Police shut down both directions of Harvey Mitchell Parkway for 2 hours while the accident was investigated and cleaned up. 3 of the drivers were cited for failure to control speed. Details will be worked out over the next several months of the planned transformation of the former Plaza Hotel property. College Station Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell expects construction to take 2 years.
Realistically, I think we'll probably be into March before the public hearing with P&Z and then shortly after that with council. The next step after that, actually some of the more formal things like plats, but then really getting into the design of the site itself and of the buildings. They're hoping, I think, to break construction in late summer. I'm confident we can meet that obligation, that deadline with them.
All buildings surrounding the tower will be demolished. The tower will be converted to student housing. New construction includes parking, garages, mixed retail, townhomes, and cottages. Cowell estimates a total of 600 housing units on the 12-acre site. If Governor Rick Perry's presidential hopes weren't dead already, they could be now.
As far as getting major support from the Christian right, Governor Perry did not make it past the first ballot during a meeting of the nation's top evangelical leaders. About 150 Christian conservatives gathered at a ranch in Brenham, Texas over the weekend to decide on an alternative to Mitt Romney. They chose Rick Santorum. Perry responded on CNN.
I've been in this business long enough to understand that you're not going to get everybody to love you.
Perry backer Pastor Jeffries from First Baptist did not attend. He has said in the past that Christians view Mitt Romney's Mormon faith as a cult. Jeffries said millions could stay home unless Romney gives them a reason to turn out. Romney has flip-flopped on abortion. Barb Smith, TSN News.
The Better Business Bureau is taking nominations for the BBB Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. The Torch Award centers on ethical behavior in the marketplace of for-profit businesses of all sizes. President Bill McGuire says it's a way for you to say thank you to your favorite company.
This is a way for consumers of those businesses, customers, patients, whatever you are, to those businesses to give a little something back to them for the good service or the exemplary service that they've provided you through the years.
Three Torch Awards will be given based on the size of the business, small, medium, or large. McGuire says this BBB region covers 18 counties, and they hope to receive nominations from all of them. You can find out more information plus a nomination form online with this story at WTAW.com. Friday the 13th was a good day for drivers in the area of University Drive and Welborn Road in College Station. TxDOT says the ramps connecting the intersection are now open, completing a construction phase that began before the holidays. Drivers still need to watch out for construction workers putting on the final touches that will cause temporary lane closures. And in a related item, traffic signals at the intersection that were operating in red flash mode should be back to their normal sequences. Bryan School District patrons had the opportunity to complete an online survey about future budget priorities. BISD Sandy Ferris has reviewed 62 pages of responses.
It's evident that there's a little bit of misinformation out there on how budgets are constructed. Just everything from some people think we pay school board members. We do not. Those are volunteer positions.
The purpose of the survey was to suggest where to cut $3 million from the Bryan ISD budget. Another Texas university is getting some recognition for its research efforts.
Texas State University has been added to the list of schools classified as emerging research universities in the state. University Provost Dr. Jean Bourgeois says this should change the perception of Texas State as a party school, among other things.
We do now have access because we are eligible for the funds that are known as the TRIP funds that can be used to further enhance research at the university.
Bourgeois says currently Texas State has more than 400 doctoral students and more than $33 million in research expenditures in the past year. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 64 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
So we're about midway through January and continuing the during the month of January at Amish Furniture for Generations, you get 10% off all entertainment centers. I remember the first time that we did this years ago at Amish Furniture. I kind of thought that was interesting because the Amish obviously don't listen to radio or watch television, but they understand that we do, and they know that that's where there's a market. So the kind of furniture that you need for your home or your office, they build it. And it's handcrafted, bench built by one Amish craftsman. There's no veneer. There's no particle board used on any of the pieces. This is solid wood furniture. And right now you get 10% off all entertainment centers on the floor or custom built. And that's as long as you come in during the month of January at Amish Furniture for Generations. If you got a big TV, for instance, for Christmas, you need some place to put it, they can build one for you. Stop in and have a look. You know, they've got some floor samples for you to see, or you can buy off the floor. And also, obviously, there's books. And we're talking all the way up to complete home theater systems, if that's what you want. But custom built for you, built one at a time. On the floor again, or custom built, 10% off on the entertainment centers at Amish Furniture for Generations on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
When a senior loses their spouse, mealtime can become the loneliest time of the day. I'm David Guest with Homestead Senior Care. Research shows that for almost half of seniors living alone, lack of companionship at mealtime is the greatest obstacle to good nutritional health. That's why we launched the Craving Companionship Program. It's designed to promote healthy aging and good nutrition by keeping seniors socially connected at mealtime. To learn more, go to homestead.com/BCS. And you'll find out why at home instead. To us, it's personal.
Good morning. It's 8:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Considerable cloudiness across the region for today. It'll be breezy. Temperatures are going to be very close to 75 degrees this afternoon. Lots of clouds tonight. We may have a shower across the area. Lows overnight near 60. Clouds for tomorrow. There's the chance of a shower too. Highs anywhere from 70 to 75. Turning much colder tomorrow night. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy and 40. During Wednesday, we'll have partial sunshine. Highs on Wednesday close to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. It's kind of a slow start to the office day. I think the folks down at Candy 95 are not working today, so Chase has time. He's wandering down, and we're just talking about stuff. Just off the air, just chatting. Actually, we do see each other face-to-face every once in a while, and
yes,
it usually happens during news or whatever. And so we're talking about NASA and just the generational difference. And we've had this discussion somewhat on the air. Is that younger generations like Chase don't necessarily see the value, but do understand how people who are the same age as Tom and I are, that NASA made a significant difference in a very short period of time. And so after Chase leaves to go do the news, Tom and I start thinking about the original Mercury astronauts.
Right.
And, you know, how many of those you can name?
Mm-hmm.
And, again, this is kind of like, I don't know, reciting a color chart or something. It's one of those things that you might learn and you never forget. And so, Tom, you started off.
There's seven of them, right?
Yeah.
Well, though, originally there were three.
Yeah.
You had Grissom, Glenn, and Shepard.
Well, originally there were seven, but
yeah,
those were the manned guys, and that's how we knew
about them. Right. And then you had the seven that were depicted in the right stuff.
Well, there were Scott Carpenter and Wallace Shura. And Wallace Shura, you know, stayed around for a long time, and Gordon Cooper.
Right.
And then Deke Slayton, who was one of them, and I think was off for a while, but then got about reinstated. But then, of course, as you move on to the later missions, there were other astronauts who we came to know, like Tom Hanks, Gary Sinise, Fred Ward.
That's right.
You go Fred back to Ward.
Yeah, Fred Ward was one of those in Apollo 13.
Right, yeah. And Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon. He was an astronaut.
No. Bill Paxton played Fred Hayes on Apollo 13. I don't think Fred Ward was an astronaut.
Okay, we'll go in. All right. Okay, go ahead. And so then we go into things that weren't even NASA.
There was a movie called Marooned, if you remember, with James Franciscus.
Exactly.
And Gene Hackman and Richard Crenna.
Yeah. And was that the one where they faked landing on the moon? Is that the one?
No, that's the one where they were up there and they couldn't get back and somebody had to sacrifice themselves.
That's right.
And Richard Crenna left the spaceship.
All of those things.
Took one for the team.
Yeah, he did.
Right.
Fred Ward was in The Right Stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Fred Ward was in The Right Stuff.
He played an astronaut in there, so there you go. That's it. So that's what I got for you as far as
so we
astronauts.
Remember all those people. Because Tom Hanks did say, you know.
He did.
Yeah.
Houston, we have a problem.
Well, in what, you know, if you want to get real technical, that is what Tom Hanks said.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
It was Jack Swigert that said, Houston, we've had a problem.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, here's the others. Ed Harris, Scott Glenn, Sam Shepard. They were all astronauts, too.
Ed Harris was in both The Right Stuff and Apollo 13.
Yeah, so there.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know
so
what?
He moved from flying them to being the whole flight director.
Yeah, and that's right. And before she got real fat, Kathy Baker was...
Was she an astronaut?
Yeah, no, she was Louise Shepard. She played Alan Shepard's wife, so just saying.
Oh. So there. Kathy Baker got fat?
Yeah. Kathy Bates is who you're
thinking. Oh, that's right. I'm thinking Kathy Bates. She did get fed.
Wow. Yeah, Kathy Bates did. Kathy Baker didn't.
10 television series that have been on too long.
Uh-huh.
All right? See how you like this.
Okay.
X-Files. Is that still on?
I didn't know that was on.
I think so. With the redheaded.
It says that lasted too long, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So it could have been. But it was.
With the redheaded hottie.
Yeah, right? The Office.
Uh-huh. No, I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that.
Did you see the new one?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, no.
Oh, and by the way, or 30 Rock?
I saw it.
30 Rock was appropriately updated, by the way, on the kidnapping.
Oh, really?
Yep.
With Kim Jong-un?
Yep.
In best Korea?
Yep, absolutely. So there. Dexter, Friends, The Simpsons, Big Love, Weeds, Smallville, Roseanne, and Scrubs, all TV shows that stayed on too long.
Scrubs, yes. They stayed on too long.
Says The Simpsons is now in its 23rd year, which means if you started watching it at the age of 10...
and Chase did.
I'm not going to finish. That's fine. But it's brought us any number of audio drops that will be good for a long, long time.
Yes.
Nothing else. I never. I mean, if The Simpsons comes on and I happen to watch it, I enjoy it, but I'm not quite like Tom and
no, not me.
I mean,
I'm
like
not a
like Chase and that other guy.
And yeah, Chip, yeah, Chip Howard.
Don't be hating.
I'm not. Joe Paterno decided to speak.
Yeah, I heard that.
Washington Post. In hindsight, I wish I had done more. Okay. He said he was afraid of jeopardizing university policy. Quote, I didn't know which way to go. Backed away, turned it over to people I thought would have a little more expertise. Coach, we know what it was. How could you not know which way to go? Anyway, best less he says, the best it'd be for all of us, I think. Because, oh, and did you hear about this? Oh, my gosh. Somebody in the president's office at Penn State decided you need to go out and talk to the alumni about this. So the president of Penn State went to Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. Philadelphia, New York, and I'm sorry I can't remember the fourth city, but all in the Northeast,
mm-hmm.
to meet the alumni and explain to them this is not a Penn State scandal. This is a Jerry Sandusky scandal.
Well, you can, I mean, you know, that's where the big money comes from, and the money's drying up. I guess they're sort of in panic mode right now.
They all said, no, that's not right. Uh-huh. And the problem is, it's going to start all over again once the trial gets going.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We're kind of in a resting period right now. I cannot imagine.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to be the director of development for Pennsylvania State University?
Yeah, there have been a lot of phone calls. Hey, call me now. There's been a change. Scientists in New Guinea have discovered the world's smallest frog.
That's a heck of a segue you got there, Scott.
The world's smallest frog?
Yeah. Don't act like you're interested.
Like,
I don't know.
It fit on the head of a beetle?
I have no idea. Really. I have nothing else I can tell you
about
it. Getting
picked on by the other frog?
Yeah.
Well, the frog legs still taste like chicken?
Yeah.
Can anyone see them?
Who was the previous winner?
Is it a bite-sized frog?
Yeah. Do you get little bitty warts?
Can you imagine the frog legs on that thing? Yeah. All right. A lady in Utah accused of disguising herself as a man to steal from her neighbors. 31-year-old charged
with... Well, that's sexist. Why does she have to disguise herself as a man?
Charged with donning a fake mustache, a man's suit, and a beanie hat.
Oh, I bet that fooled everyone.
A beanie hat? It must be a male. He's wearing a beanie. Police say that entered the neighbor's house on multiple occasions.
I'm picturing a beanie with a propeller, of course.
Well, of course. That's me, too.
Right. Well, but, I mean, beanies now, anything that's the skull caps that are popular are
technically beanies. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. I prefer them with a... Why'd they put the propeller on there? Did you ever, I mean, I don't know. Unless you were that little kid in the Jetsons, why did you even have a propeller on there?
Elroy.
Hello?
Hey, that frog?
Yeah.
Smaller than an M&M, it's a little bit bigger than a pea.
What? How do you know that?
Because I was reading on it yesterday.
Oh, okay. Is it green? Do we know? Or?
Oh, it's funky colored.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Did you see pictures of it, did you?
Yeah, there's lots of pictures on National Geographic.
Ah, okay.
How do they know it's not just a baby?
Because they're smart.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thanks. Oh, there
the
we go.
The frogs are smart.
It's a mature frog. This, you know,
remember, if you
frog
will,
knows
this,
stuff.
Remember, if you will, the story that we had last week about...
Yes, I know she means the scientists are smart and figured it out. So,
remember, if you will, the story that we had last week about the guy who's the tenured professor at the University of Yukon who just pretty much made up the stuff about red wine being good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
And how much money they'd gotten from that.
Yeah.
The real question is, does the frog, when no one else, when only one man is looking, don a top hat and sing, "Hello, my baby"? Remember that Warner Brothers cartoon?
Oh, yeah, of course I do.
Please tell me you do.
No, I do.
Yeah. Don't just leave you out there.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah.
I think Chase has lost his mind.
He's talking about frogs and
he's
dance.
He's really off the TV this time.
Yeah. Anyway, so the guy with the lady with put on the mustache and the suit and the beanie cap. Police say he entered the neighbor's house on multiple occasions, stealing thousands of dollars in cash. Neighbors eventually set up security cameras, caught the woman on tape, then called police. Police say they later found the disguise in the woman's home, charged with two counts of burglary and theft. Got that going for you. Yeah, Tom Hanks. I don't care about that.
Oh, here, yeah.
Now.
Yeah. We'll be doing Golden Globes, of course, at Entertainment.
Oh, believe me,
time,
I was going to save that for you.
Yeah, there you go.
But Ricky Gervais, once again, apparently did a really, really good job.
Well, you know, he wasn't nearly as offensive as he was the year before.
What do you say? The Golden Globes is to the Oscars like Kim Kardashian is to somebody.
Is to Perry.
Yeah. Oh, it's to not Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, not Rick Perry. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Yeah. Never see those two in the same place, do you?
Yeah, but he wasn't nearly as offensive. Well, a little bit, but not nearly.
Here's something we prove every day on the radio show. It's widely believed that age-related memory loss begins around the age of 60. But new studies suggest it may actually start much earlier.
Oh, yeah. Joy.
Yeah, looking forward to that, huh?
Yeah.
According to a study published
looking forward to what?
Looking forward to forgetting it, yeah.
According to a study published in a journal that I can't remember the name of, it's it's the British Medical Journal. Memory loss could begin as early as 45. Researchers studied thousands of government workers over a period of 10 years. Government workers? Okay. Over that time, men who were in their mid to late 40s when the testing began showed a 3.6% decline in mental reasoning compared to 9.5% decline among men in their mid to late 60s. After taking education level into account, the test shows that declines in memory, reasoning, and various measures of language fluency in all ages. Findings do show that people across age levels have some level of memory loss, no matter what, no matter how young you are. But they also show that the level declines among people in their 40s and 50s. It's very small.
What did you say there?
Huh? Either you guys saw 60 Minutes last night. They did one of these things about a 12-year-old kid who's a phenom.
And oh.
He could.
I saw the preview of that.
Well, yeah. I mean, he really. Yeah. The thing is, this one, as happens quite often, they're not socialized. This young man seemed to be very socialized for somebody as smart as he is, because he'd memorize like pi out to 200 digits. Did that in an afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so that'll get you a date.
But I said, this he really is. He's very personable, and they showed him playing, you know, Guitar Hero and all that stuff. Hello.
Yeah, hey. I forgot why I called.
Thank you. Okay.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty, and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Never hurts to say thank you. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. If you want a better chance of getting that new job, be sure to send a thank you note after your interview. A survey finds 22% of hiring managers would dismiss an applicant who did not send a post-interview thank you note. The thank you note should be sent 24 to 48 hours after the interview. A handwritten note would be great, but these days a thank you by email is acceptable. 2012 will bring just lukewarm growth for the U.S. building and home product sector. The latest forecast from Fitch Ratings is that overall construction activity will improve modestly, but that improvement comes from the rock-bottom levels of last year. Planning on joining the ranks of the retired this year? The online Wall Street Journal has a couple of last-minute planning suggestions. First, start keeping close track of your spending, and second, build a cash reserve so you won't be forced to sell investments during a steep sell-off. The markets are closed for the Martin Luther King holiday. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at OfficeMax. But the gorilla marketing sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. Well, he is about the size of the $10 OfficeMax gift card you get just for buying $49 or more of HP ink. A free gift card is a big deal. Our gorilla... not so much. Find all the big deals now at OfficeMax. Offer ends Saturday, limit 2.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over 1 million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
It's Monday. That means it's time for Heritage Highlights. And Fran Lamb, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. And this is Fran.
The history of Methodism among African Americans in Texas predates the Civil War. The earliest known congregation, Reedy Chapel African Methodist Episcopal in Galveston, was founded in 1848. In Brazos County, Allen Chapel AME in Bryan chose its name in honor of Richard Allen, a 27-year-old former slave and founding father of a later division of the National AME Church. Oral tradition among the members of both Allen Chapel and the Shiloh Baptist Church states that the first African-American meeting place in Bryan consisted of a brush arbor where the Baptist and the Methodist took turns holding services on alternate Sundays. The published history of Allen Chapel gives a founding year of 1873, although some events tend to point to an earlier start. Following the annual conference of the AME Church held in Galveston in October of 1868, the Reverend Charles B. Foster was appointed minister of Allen Chapel. Foster continued promoting the goal of educating young people by supporting the work of the Freedmen's Bureau School in Bryan. Foster was also active in local civil and political life. He purchased three town lots in 1869 from William Joel Bryan. In June of 1870, Foster obtained an appointment from the governor of Texas to serve as an alderman for the city of Bryan, one of only two African Americans to serve at that time. One of the chapel's most notable leaders was Arthur Colwell. Born in Louisiana, Colwell came to Bryan in 1885 to accept the position as superintendent of the city schools for African Americans. Colwell was also helpful in publishing the Bryan Republican, a short-lived local newspaper for African Americans. Other ministers and leaders have come and gone as unique shepherds of Allen Chapel. Church membership at Allen Chapel has diminished in recent years. However, Allen Chapel remains blessed to possess lifetime members, others of long-term as well as sixth and seventh generation members, who continue to attend services regularly. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previous episodes, visit our new website at heritagehighlights.org.
Well, thank you, Fran Lamb, as always. And next Monday, another edition of Heritage Highlights. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 831, 64 degrees right now at the studios. Mid-70s for a high today, very un-January-like, and we'll have a 20% chance of showers in the forecast for tonight. We'll tell you more about the weather after this final look at news for the morning, brought to you by Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, just north of Villa Maria in Bryan. They sell fun, not tractors. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A chain reaction accident shut down a major Bryan road for 2 hours Sunday night. The five-car pileup began just before 8 p.m. on Harvey Mitchell Parkway at Pinewood, just south of Villa Maria. Police say a pickup was rear-ended by an SUV. When the SUV driver stopped and got out of their vehicle, they were rear-ended by another vehicle who then hit the SUV driver. A fourth vehicle stopped for the accident but was hit by a fifth driver who also hit the first vehicle involved. Seven people were taken to the hospital for what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. Three of the drivers were ticketed for failure to control speed. Harvey Mitchell Parkway was shut down in both directions for 2 hours while police investigated the accident and the scene was cleared. In the next couple of years, the former Plaza Hotel property is supposed to have 600 housing units. College Station Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says new construction includes multiple housing units along with parking garages and mixed retail. All existing buildings will be demolished except for the tower, which will be turned into student housing. Cal projects the rezoning process will lead to the first public hearings in March.
And you're probably looking at almost a 2-year construction project, I would think. Definitely we've broken into phases, so there'll be one part before the others. The early indication is they'll start with the area around the tower and the tower itself.
Once rezoning is approved, Cal says the developer will submit will submit design plans, among other things, before construction begins. Bryan school district officials are reviewing responses from an online survey related to future spending. BISD Sandy Ferris says they've received a lot of feedback.
There weren't a lot of questions on the survey, and I think some people were concerned that only some areas were mentioned as being looked at as far as cuts. That's not true. That's just some representative things that were listed there. But that's the last of part of the survey gives people a chance to write as much as they want.
Administrators say they have to reduce spending by $3 million. The Better Business Bureau needs your help to find three deserving companies in the area for the BBB Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. The BBB is taking nominations for the award, which centers on ethical behavior in the marketplace. President Bill McGuire says it's important for the company to recognize excellent business practices.
I think it's a wonderful way for businesses that are operating in an ethical manner and have for years and years, especially if it's a mom and pop or whether it's a large business, you know, it's a great way for them to understand that there are people out there that really believe in them and are glad that they're here taking care of all of us.
One small, one medium, and one large business will each receive a Torch Award this April. For more information and nomination forms, you can check out this story online at WTAW.com. With the return of Aggie Nation from the holidays comes the reopening of the University and Welborn Road intersection. The major crossing was closed before the holidays for construction. TxDOT announced Friday all the ramps have reopened and traffic signals have returned to their normal sequences after operating in red flash mode. Now, you do still need to be careful in that area. There will be temporary lane closures for striping and marking the area. The list of Republican presidential candidates is about to get smaller.
Former Utah Governor John Huntsman tried to position himself as a fully qualified, moderate, civil alternative to Mitt Romney. But now Huntsman's set to end his campaign and endorse Romney. Aides saying Huntsman believes that Romney is the candidate with the best chance of beating President Obama. The move comes just hours before the Fox-sponsored debate here in the Palmetto State and less than a week after Huntsman's poor third-place showing in the New Hampshire primary. Romney's people say the move took them by surprise. In Myrtle Beach, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Just outside the Brazos Valley, a one-year-old boy is dead, killed by his family's pit bull at his grandparents' home in Magnolia. Montgomery County Sheriff's officials say the boy was mauled Saturday night inside the home. When a deputy responded, the dog lunged and the deputy shot the dog. It's not known if the dog was killed. The boy was at home with his 45-year-old grandmother at the time. She was not hurt. The boy and his mother had recently moved in with the grandparents. The very controversial Stop Online Piracy Act comes up for debate in the House this week, but without a key provision.
The bill sponsor, San Antonio Congressman Lamar Smith, has dropped a provision that requires internet service providers to block access to foreign sites which sell pirated material. Smith says the bill will continue to try to choke off access to those sites.
We have every right to do so and should do so because it's costing American consumers and businesses and inventors about $100 billion a year.
The measure still contains another controversial provision which requires U.S. search engines like Google to stop linking to the sites or accepting advertising from them. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:36, 64 degrees right now. This final look at news brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did your yard survive the brutal summer of 2011? If it did, you probably spent a lot of time and effort dragging hoses. Don't drag hoses again this summer. Hi, this is David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been in the Brazos Valley for over 40 years, and we'd love to give you a free, no-obligation bid for a water-efficient underground irrigation system. Act now before March 1st and take advantage of a 10% discount on new installation. This is a value of up to $500. Call us today at 979-774-4726 or visit us on the web at PrinceIrrigation.com.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. We all want to enjoy life, but do we put too much stock in our life here on earth? We have heard it said, everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to go now. Is this the attitude with which we should approach life? We are told what a Christian's outlook on life should be in 2 Corinthians 5:6. It says, therefore we are always confident, knowing that, while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. In Philippians 1:21, Paul says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. How many of us consider dying a good thing? Paul was confident in the fact that he would one day be with Jesus, but until that day he understood that his purpose in life was to serve Christ. In John 14:2, Jesus says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Friends, this world is not our home. We should all be serving Christ as we live and be looking forward to the day when we can be in his presence. Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
Hi, I'm here with Jill Handy, General Manager of Aggieland Fitness Dome.
Hi there.
Okay, so for our listeners that have never been to Aggieland Fitness Dome, can you tell me just a little bit more about it?
Sure. Our gym has lots to offer everyone. If you're just starting on your fitness journey, we can get you started. Or if you're a seasoned athlete, we can take you to the next level.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about someone just getting started on a fitness program.
For someone that's new to fitness, we have personal trainers available to design a workout specific for you. They're great for taking the guesswork out of your workout routine. Plus, we have group fitness programs that can be modified to work within your limitations, but still give you a great workout and great results. We basically do everything we can to make fitness fun, easy, and effective.
All right. So what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
You can stop by the Dome. It's the big round building off Highway 6. Take the Barron Road exit, or you can check out our website, AggielandFitness.com, or give us a call, 979-690-DOME. That's 690-3663.
840, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm for today, with temperatures reaching the mid-70s this afternoon. We'll have lots of clouds tonight. Could see a stray shower. Remaining mild overnight, lows in the lower 60s. Clouds for tomorrow, there's the possibility of a shower. Temperatures, they're going to have the tendency to be in the low 70s. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy and much colder tomorrow night, with a low in the lower 40s. Wednesday looks to be partly sunny, with a high in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's a holiday edition.
Yes, it is.
Some of the the office staff did show up.
I was going to say, noticed we have lights on, so I guess we're open for business.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, we're open for business.
Salespeople are here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
So, in an almost turbavillion moment.
that's a good word. I like that. Turbavillion.
So, Jackie made soup for us to eat, homemade soup.
Uh-huh.
So, going to go to the store to get some bread to go along with the soup. And so it did, and at the grocery-torium where I went, they have a very nice selection of bread.
Well, yeah.
And so I went to get something a little unusual.
Oh, something with flour on it?
rather than just your Wonder
something
Bread.
Something that doesn't come in a plastic bag.
Yeah, something like that. That they slice.
Potato bread?
Well, no, I actually, see.
Sourdough?
I got jalapeno and cheese. And
That can be a crapshoot, though.
Well, yeah. And it was fine. It was wonderful. Went very well with the soup.
But
now I've got, a little more than a half a loaf of a jalapeno cheese bread. It's not like you could slather peanut butter on that.
You put your peanut butter and jelly on it. Just see. You never know.
Not exactly sure.
Not accuse you of being pregnant, but. Yeah.
That'd be just good by itself, I would think. You got your flavors there.
Without a doubt, but I mean.
You could do a little garlic butter and see how that
works. I'd toast it, put a little cream cheese on it, something like that.
I'm kind of fat enough already. I don't know that I really need to be thinking about just glomming bread, okay?
Well,
Going ahead and doing that.
I wouldn't say you'll sit down on the couch with your soap opera and just eat the whole loaf.
Because it does.
I looked up and I got so caught up in General Hospital. Next thing I knew, that whole half loaf of jalapeno cheese bread was just gone.
Well, and again, then I'd have to put down the spoon that I use with the cream cheese filling that I have a tub of by the TV.
Right, right. You don't even start lathering on. You just take a bite of bread.
Yeah,
just take a goof of cream cheese.
Nom.
Put it all in your mouth at the same time.
So I'm just guessing, you know, if they came
makes
up.
Makes himself feel better by washing it down with a Diet Coke.
Yeah. I'm just guessing if they'd come up with half loaves of that stuff, maybe that would work out better. But
you could buy small loaves.
Well, you could have asked them.
Maybe not of that kind of bread.
Can I just buy half of this?
Yeah.
Okay, that's if you sliced it completely.
Worst thing they can tell you is no.
Yeah, sure. So there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now it's time to play.
How much for just half a loaf?
Now it's time to play Guess Which State.
Oh.
Arkansas.
Yeah.
Florida.
A taxi cab passenger is in trouble after calling 911 to claim he was being kidnapped just because he wanted to avoid paying the fare. Comes now 38-year-old Paul Combs, who's charged with a misdemeanor, not only because he wasn't being kidnapped, but because he called 911 seven times to tell police he was being kidnapped. Incredibly, alcohol seems to have been involved. The cabbie told police that Mr. Combs stunk up on alcohol, seemed wasted, was rambling incoherently. Said he tried to take the guy home, but Combs didn't give him any specific address. He decided to take Paul at that time back to the cab depot, an obvious hideout for kidnappers. When asked, Paul, he started making the calls. He said, that's where I'm taking you. So he starts making the calls to 911. At the cab depot, Paul ended up paying the $20 cab fare, asked to walk home, except by then the police had arrived. And yes, you're correct, Chase. It was Fort Pierce, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Doing well for us.
What does a cab driver... I know we don't have a lot of cab drivers in this town, but we have some. But what does a cab driver do when you know, they're at the end of the fare and the guy just says, I'm sorry, I have no money? What do they do? Well, I mean, what's the standard, what's the SOP on that? Does anybody know?
Don't know. You know, the guy who was running one of the cab companies here, mm-hmm. remember, he called the show.
Yeah, he used to call us.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still.
Right.
I mean, are you allowed to... I mean, you're not...
Beat it out of them?
I mean, are you allowed... I'm sure you're not allowed to do that, but are you allowed to detain the person? Can the person just... Obviously, the person has committed the crime of theft of service, but how do you...
Yeah, can
if you don't know their name, if you don't know... How do you keep them from just walking away without physically detaining them?
Well, yeah, punch the button and lock the doors.
I guess.
You
I don't
always
know.
Lift the button just, and unlock the
well,
door.
Well, it depends.
There's obviously
back,
a,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I haven't
there's
been
obviously
in a, cab,
a
so I'm
standard
not sure.
procedure with that yeah. with, you know, with the cab union or something, I guess. So I don't know.
We probably don't have a cab union here, just saying. But
yeah, that's right.
Not
yeah.
sure.
Anyway, next time you get in a local cab, make sure the medallion is in place.
I was hoping to keep milking this till a cab driver called us, but
yeah,
I guess they're not.
It's all right.
Not, yeah.
Again, yeah, like they're sitting around listening to us. All right, so here we go. Useless.
You know, just waiting at the airport, you know, for that, you know, third,
next
those
plane
three
to come
flights.
In.
Yeah, right.
Discovery.com tells us useless body parts we don't need. Useless body parts we don't need. There's the third eyelid.
Well, I can. Of course, we don't need that. We don't have a third eye.
We do. We have a third eyelid, though.
Where?
We do.
Okay.
You mean on each eye?
Yeah.
We got six lids.
Now, don't be looking at this while you're driving. Okay. You have to wait till you get.
Yeah.
Wait.
Everybody just yank down their rearview mirror, looking at their eyes.
Yeah. Wait till you get to your burlap cubicle. Okay. Then
that's right. And pull out your little makeup thing.
Well.
And, yeah.
Excuse me. If you're a guy. You can ask the lady next to you if you can borrow her makeup mirror.
Do I have a third eye? The boy said it did.
Or if you'd like to just go ahead into the bathroom on your way in to your burlap-lined cuticle.
That's right.
Hello?
I am a cab driver.
Oh, thank you. There you go.
Now, so what do you do? So what do you do if somebody, you know, tries to beat you out of a fare?
I don't know. I'm not really a cab driver. I just didn't want Tom to be disappointed.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. You had us, though, ma'am. You did.
You had me, and I was a cab driver.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell the nice lady she sounded like a cab driver, but.
I'm a cab driver.
Oh, that is good.
Nicely done, though.
Thank you.
Done.
There's something in the water, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
I am a cab driver. That's like the old to tell the truth. I am a cab driver.
This is,
I am a cab driver.
Now, I couldn't necessarily.
I think there was a decided change when we quit putting fluoride in the water.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily sure if that was a cell call or if she was at home, but. You know, at some point she
Well, sure, why not?
Yeah, I'll just call Tom.
Went ahead and punched the button.
I feel sorry for Tom. I'm going to make him feel better.
Yes, sir.
Tom, I'm a cab driver. Right. Well, what do you do? I'm not really a cab driver.
Boom. Just here to make you feel better. Thank you so much, ma'am. The third eye, third eyelid.
Eyelid.
Third
eye blind.
If you pull open.
It was a band back in the 90s.
It was. If you pull open the two more noticeable lids that you have.
I guess I didn't even know I had two. I mean, yeah.
Excuse me, you have an upper and a lower, don't you?
Oh, upper and lower. I'm thinking of all upper here. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Eyelid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways. Okay.
The third
you
one
forget
is
about that lower one.
Yeah. The third one is located by the corner of your eye near the tear duct.
It is.
That's the third.
What, it comes in from the side or what?
Well, it doesn't actually. I don't know that it moves necessarily. I think it's just there.
Yeah,
and again,
that's the reason you don't need it if it doesn't move.
Stop in and talk to your doctor. Hey, I was just thinking about getting my third eyelid removed.
Yeah. What do y'all do? Does insurance pay for that? No, it's cosmetic. Sorry.
And then wonder why the doctor looks at you and says, you're wasting my time for what reason again?
Sinuses. Doctors don't really know. What, yes?
Well, it's like I had a doctor tell me one time, and he didn't mean this in a bad way because I went in thinking that perhaps it was something, hoping it was nothing, and it turned out to be nothing. And he said, you're fine. He said, now, if you don't mind, I'm actually going to go see some sick people now.
There you are. That's it. Sinuses. Doctors really don't know much about sinuses, only that we have a lot of them.
And we get them infected.
Yep. Yeah, that's all they do is get infected.
Possibilities for their function range from insulating our eyes to changing the pitch and tone of our voice. Tonsils. Yeah. Also prone to swelling and infection.
Mm-hmm.
If you have them by your 30s, that's pretty much an accomplishment. You always have yours?
Yes.
No.
You see, now, Chase, right.
No, I
your
had mine
age,
out when I was a kid.
But that's it, see? Your age now, that doesn't necessarily happen for us.
Right.
Almost had that and your adenoids had to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Your coccyx, that's
more. That's your tailbone.
It is.
Uh-huh.
More useful at game-winning Scrabble words than anything else.
Yeah. Three C's, a Y, and an X.
Because we're talking several fused vertebrae.
Yeah, nothing good can happen to your coccyx.
Well, and the part, is, you know, what they say is it's left from when we had tail.
Yeah, vestigial tail.
That's it.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. And
not any ball from no tail.
Once again, there are people who have that little growth out there. Wisdom teeth. Back in the day, when we ate mammoth meat off bones and stuff like that.
Bunga bunga.
We didn't do that. Anyway, and didn't floss afterwards, our teeth tended to fall out.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, when those reserve molars, your wisdom teeth, came in, they were welcome. Nowadays, pretty much don't need them. Can be a pain for you.
Yeah.
And, of course, the much.
And I'm another way I'm really weird. I have two of my wisdom teeth. There was enough room for them.
Okay.
And so they're there.
Uh-huh.
I do not have two wisdom teeth on the other side. They're just not there.
Well, you have two on the left, and you have none
have
on the right.
Two on the left, none on the right.
Like, is your so your teeth are uneven?
I don't know.
Golly.
It might explain a lot. But
you chew cud?
So you
I mean,
can,
you
no.
chew like
yeah. Yeah. Boy, you can just gnaw that camel leg on one side then, right? Yeah.
Camel leg?
What? Oh, yeah, they sell them at the Renaissance Festival.
Camel leg, really?
Yeah, you've never seen them.
I'm sorry. I've never considered consuming camel, much less the legs.
Yeah.
Body hair. Mammals have an internal mechanism called thermoregulation,
that
allows the brain to adjust the temperature inside of their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
There are also limits to that range, and if your internal temperature increases more than a dozen or so degrees, you probably die. So to keep your body from overheating, you sweat.
Yeah.
But in order to sweat, to do this job, you need to cool off through evaporation, but then if you had a lot of hair, that really wouldn't work. Most adults have 5 million hairs across their body. 5 million. Just letting you know.
Tiny little hairs.
Yeah.
So Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Tiny little hairs.
And finally, of course, the appendix. The appendix. Location of the appendix.
It's at the back of the book.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it is. The appendix resembles a closed-end tube with an opening in the middle. And what happens is that's where all your fingernails go.
Chewing gum,
If you eat your fingernails and swallow them, that's where they go.
When it comes to your HR and administration needs, you need a million-dollar employee without the million-dollar salary. And GNA Partners is the right candidate for the job. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provides a dedicated team of experts to handle your HR, payroll, benefits administration, and risk management needs. And best of all, we'll never call in sick when you need us most. Minimize costs, increase productivity, reduce risk.
It's time to grow with GNA Partners. To find out what GNA can do for you, go to milliondollaremployee.com.
Shop Specs! It's time to celebrate. Over 10,000 wines to appreciate. 300 beers, savings, and cheers. Let's raise a glass to the next 50 years.
Specs Wine Spirits and Finer Foods. World-class service, that's all about you.
Shop Specs, it's how we do. A huge selection since 62. Shop Specs, low priced, amazing.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, the term one size fits all does not apply to insurance. For example, the insurance premium for two people the same age with identical driving records driving the exact same automobile could vary as much as 30% from one company to another. Today, the insurance companies use a wide array of factors to calculate premium, such as occupation, credit score, prior insurance history, and vehicle usage. The question is, how do you know which company offers the best rate for you? That is why you should consider an agency that represents many insurance companies. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we represent over 30 insurance companies. We can help you find the very best fit for your insurance needs at a very competitive premium, and we will offer you exceptional service. Give us an opportunity to offer a quote the next time you need insurance. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie, or call 694-1555. We think you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance.
This is Rep Van Pans with your winter weather report. Right now, a huge front's exerting enormous pressure on the Beltline. Once it breaks, we expect a blizzard of buttons and waist-high midriffs. The culprit? A perfect storm of fatty burgers and fries.
With greasy fast food, what are you really getting? Instead, try a tempting Subway Turkey VLT or Fresh Fit Turkey Melt. Merely 7 grams of fat each. Subway, eat fresh.
Subway Fresh Fit is not a diet program. Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on wider 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information. Limited time only.
Looking for great value? Subway restaurants have it. Make your everyday value sub a fresh value meal for only $5. Choose from one of many tasty subs. Veggie Delight, Meatball Marinara, Black Forest Ham, Spicy Italian, Cold Cut Combo, or BLT. Add chips and a 21-ounce drink to make it a fresh value meal for only $5. At Subway restaurants, we believe everyone can use great value. That's why we have the everyday value menu. For a limited time only, additional charge for extras excludes premium subs. Subway. Eat fresh.
Hey, good morning. About 5 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I was talking to a guy the other day, and you know, I've been hammering about this, and he's on the road a lot. And he says, you know, I don't get to hear you guys after I get past somewhere. I said,
there's a way to fix that.
Yeah, go to RadioAggieland.com. Mm-hmm. Just download the app right there. You can take us with you all around the world.
And what's cool is if you have an auxiliary input on your radio,
mm-hmm.
take that little cord, plug it right in there, and when you fire up that app, you're hearing us on your radio
speakers.
Aren't we something.
Right there. Yeah. You know it. Father in Manchester, New Hampshire, in trouble for throwing a rock at a school bus. Jeff Jordan walked his daughter to the bus stop, then got into an argument with the other kids waiting for the bus. Got into an argument with the other kids waiting for the bus. Helicopter parent.
No, you're smelly pants.
What are you with kids about? According to police, the students kept yelling at him after they boarded the bus. He kept yelling back. Could we have an adult here? Could we have a grown-up?
Somebody needs to be the grown-up here.
Finally, he picked up what's called a large rock in the report and threw it at the bus. Just missing a window. Yeah. Nobody injured.
Sir, why did you throw kids were saying mean things to me.
Sustained about $500 worth of damage on the bus. Jordan arrested and charged with reckless conduct, criminal mischief. How about criminal stupidity? Could that be in there, too?
That's against the law.
Just maybe.
We wish.
Yeah. Italian authorities charged a man from Arona, Italy, with fraud for collecting over $200,000 in blindness benefits over 18 years. They caught him driving.
Well, well, let's hope he wasn't blind.
Aside from that, it was just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me see on this day, since you have a lot of Golden Globe Awards.
Sure.
On this day in history.
I love this part.
Let's see. 1920, mm-hmm. be 92 years ago, the U.S. America outlawed alcohol and went dry.
How'd that work out?
Well, you know, so much for that. Yeah, yeah. 1939, the comic strip Superman made its debut. In 1987, red M&Ms returned for the first time in 11 years after being banned because the original red dye in the candy caused cancer in laboratory rats. Made them really fat, too, because they were eating the M&Ms. And
at least they died happy.
They did. That's very true. Then, let me see, Donnie and Marie, that debuted on ABC in 1976.
Oh, a little bit country.
Yeah, 21st anniversary of Desert Storm as well, 1991. And in a strange situation, in 1996, Jamaican authorities fired on an airplane. Jimmy Buffett's seaplane, in fact, mistakenly thinking it was a drug trafficker's plane.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they didn't hit it.
Yeah,
he and Bono were on the plane.
Bono was on the plane. They weren't hurt. Oh, man.
2 minutes.
Yeah, the Golden Globes were last night. TV, here's your winner.
Oh, good.
Best TV drama was Homeland.
Oh,
did you watch that?
I've seen one.
Best drama TV series actor was Kelsey Grammer in Boss. I haven't seen that. Hmm. Best actress in a TV drama was Claire Danes in Homeland. Best comedy TV series. Believe it or not, 30 Rock or Office, neither one were even nominated.
Sucks.
Yeah. Modern Family beat out Glee episodes Enlightened and New Girl. Actor in a TV comedy series was Matt LeBlanc. You remember the guy from Friends? He's in this episodes thing. Mm. And the best actress in a TV comedy series was Laura Dern in Enlightened. Mm. Go over to the movies. The best movie, Descendants, won over The Help, Hugo, The Ides of March, Moneyball, and War Horse. Those were the nominees. And The Descendants won. That's the George Clooney. He also won for Best Actor in a Movie Drama for The Descendants. Beat out Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt, among others, and Ryan Gosling. Best Actress in a Motion Picture was Meryl Streep, in The Iron Lady. Yeah, in The Iron Lady. And the Best Motion Picture Comedy was this silent movie called The Artist. That's interesting. Beat out Bridesmaids and Midnight.